and Mike Building. 3FM, 106.7 WJFK.
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show. 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
How's common knowledge the guy's retarded?
You're funny.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
That's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
Such devotion makes me choke back tears.
That's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
But listen, there ain't nothing broke back.
Everybody seems to like this song.
That's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
I should make that very clear.
I hate it. That's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
It's a party without the beer.
Okay. Are we almost to the part where you turn it off?
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Okay, right there, officially. Thank you, Mike. That's the point where...
When I start to harmonize is when you turn it off.
When we can turn it off.
Harmony.
Just to make everybody so happy.
Harmony.
Harmonize.
Would you stop quoting Elton John?
Harmony. Where's Bernie Taupin? Bernie Taupin.
Didn't Elton John just get married?
Yes,
not too long
David
ago.
Furnish.
Don't we have tape
What was
of
his
him?
Name? What was the groom's name?
David Furnish.
David Furnish?
That's right.
Hold on. Here's Tom Cruise. I'm sorry. Elton John. Excuse me.
Oops.
I'm getting my mo's mixed up.
We have brows every so often. It's good to have a healthy brow. It's usually over the smallest thing. And it's usually if one of us is tired. And we've had scenes where I've thrown a bottle of plaques at him at the hotel in New York, which exploded all over the bathroom, which we just ended up laughing at. But we haven't had too many rounds at all. He's pretty good at calming me down if I'm in a bad way, and I'm pretty good at cheering him up if he gets in a bad way. The relationship is a very...
Incidentally, both things are the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Calming down and cheering up.
You know what I'm saying?
We do.
That thing they do.
Do you think he threw like a girl when he threw the bottle of black?
Yeah, 50-50 relationship. It's not me and then there's David. That's the mistake I made in all my past relationships.
I know that.
And prisoners and expected them to adapt to my lifestyle.
All right, thank you.
I missed that. Yeah.
Thank you, EJ.
You know, didn't expect that was going to happen.
Where's his fart? Oh,
I know that.
Yeah, please.
There's a great one of Elton farting.
That's classic.
And don't forget Sacramento.
Sacramento. It's California's state capital. But this beautiful state capital has one major problem.
It could happen tomorrow, Sacramento.
It could happen
Remember
tomorrow.
What the Weather Channel said.
Yes, please stay classy.
It could happen tomorrow. Hey, Rob, it's under J. For John.
John, comma, Elton.
Or maybe it's under E for Elton.
Or F.
For fart.
Mm-hmm.
Or T for tiara, because the cut before it is him talking about how he likes wearing his tiara.
I know that.
It was E.
It was E?
Yeah, but I went to J first.
E for Elton.
Here we go. Now listen very carefully. Elton John on a VH1 special, about 15 seconds into the 17-second tape, he lets a beefer go.
Yeah.
He's talking about depression, and you'll hear this. It's very faint, but you can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Elton John.
It's hard to start loving yourself. All this bit about you've got to love yourself, you've got to love yourself. You are, you know, I know that, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's 43 years' behavior. It's not going to change overnight. It's certainly not going to happen in 5 years. If it did, it would be miraculous.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We didn't sweeten that audio.
No, that's how we got it.
I love that tape.
And just the sound of
I do.
A creeper. He just had a creeper. A creeper that just come out.
Oh, that is fantastic.
It flat come out.
Elton!
Oh, listen, hold on. A couple of things here. Being as this is the pre-show, we just kind of get the underbelly stuff out.
Yeah.
First, let me thank, in a very non-gay way, but in a man-love way.
Yes.
Carlos Fuente from the Fuente Cigar Company.
Mmm.
Boy, oh boy, I got me a bag today. A bag of unreleased Fuente Opus X cigars, including some that are as old as from 1996.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, I don't know whether to smoke them or blow them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry.
He's a fag.
It's an oral fixation.
You look like a kid on Christmas morning.
Yeah. They're special.
They're tasty.
They're I don't know. They're supposed to knock your head off.
Well, you should experience that.
These cigars are supposed to be so powerful.
An average citizen who is not a connoisseur,
boom!
If he attempted to smoke those cigars,
knock your head off,
he would be injured.
Die.
He would be severely injured.
Probably die.
With the force of one of my dollops landing on one of our listeners' mother's feet.
Like a Hershey Kiss.
To reference yesterday's show. So thank you very much, Carlos Fuente. It was a pleasure. And see, it was worth all the hugging and
kissing
and humiliating myself.
Yeah, but I found something out that I didn't even know. You were doing all that talking. You were so excited. You left your bag. You must have run out. Because Gary brought you that bag. And he said you left it behind when you were at the little place.
Oh, Mike, well, that's the cigar snob in me coming out. Oh.
Explain.
The bag of cigars that Gary was nice enough to bring, many of them are from manufacturers that, only Fuente is Fuente.
Right.
I like what I like. Mm-hmm. And I just like, if in a pinch, I'll drink Diet Pepsi. But my choice is always a Coca-Cola product.
Right.
You know? And I go for a cigar, it's a Fuente cigar. I make lots of cigars. So the other ones I left behind, and he was nice enough to bring them. And what I do with those, I give them to people who come to my house.
Nice to have.
Yeah. They're nice giveaways.
Right. Do you ever give away any Opus X's at your house?
No, are you kidding? Jesus Christ.
If you chose to give Opus X's away, how many would you have in your collection that you could you spare any?
I would rather not talk about the number of cigars that I have.
Why would that be?
Because you would find it
obscene.
You would find it to be another reason to tear apart my fragile life.
Your world.
You know.
Are you speaking to me now?
Yeah, I'm speaking to you.
I know how many cigars you have. I've seen the amount
you
of
have
cigars
no idea. You have no idea.
Well, I know what I've seen.
Yeah.
But I don't do that to tear apart. I do that because, you know, a long time ago I was a cigar smoker and I, you know, you occasionally would throw me one of those fine special ones you have.
Always looking for more. That's my motto. Really, never got enough. I've never got enough.
I just think that. Let me just offer this. In the event that there is
Don't say that. That's what the lawyer says. Let me offer this.
In the event that there is a natural disaster of some kind, if there is some sort of national tragedy, this is the type of tragedy that newscasters refer to, hoarding water and canned food.
If
you know,
we had to duct tape the plastic to our windows, like
for
they told
example,
us,
if
like
there's a bird flu,
right.
I would think that, like days leading up to the pandemic, you would at least announce that if you happen to be a cigar smoker.
No, I would not. I would not. I have a stockpile of cigars and matches.
How many?
Smart.
And if I'm prying, tell me to shut up, and I'll stop because I'm curious about this. How many? You smoke what? 3-4 a day? 5 a day? Mm-hmm.
Three. I'm down to three a day.
Three a day. You're not nuts like Winston Churchill, who like 14 cigars a day.
Three a day on a weekend.
Three a day.
Four.
Well, see, now what I'm going to do is ask you. So you got plenty of those real good ones that could last you for a real long time, right?
The real good ones, I don't have as many as I'd like to have on hand.
As many as I'd think or as many as you'd like to have?
As many. Well, either way.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, let's stop talking about this.
Is this making you uncomfortable?
Well, not really.
No, but you're a connoisseur. You love your cigars.
Right.
I like horn.
I'm pretty... Being a former cigar smoker and somebody who... You know, if we can be honest about this, I was smoking cigars before you were.
Oh, no, I tell everybody all the time that Mike's the guy that turned me on to cigar smoking. Mike smoked cigars.
I did it to get off smoking cigarettes.
Before it was cool to smoke cigars, Mike turned me on to it, and then I got real into it, and Mike got out of it, mm-hmm. But
when I see the way, I like the way you have them all, you know, gathered. You're very organized with them.
They're like...
It's impressive. I'm not tearing you apart.
Here's the thing,
because
in some ways they're like baseball cards.
Right. Yeah,
there
right.
are some that I'm never going to smoke.
You have them.
Like some of them that the guy gave me today,
mm-hmm.
I'm never going
to
smoke them.
Too good
smoke. They're too valuable. Mm-hmm. It's like if they only made one kind of this cigar in
right.
the entire world, and I've got one of these from 1996.
Would you be... I knew a guy one time that had a room that he walked into. Like you would get in one of those tobacco stores, he had a room, and he had some Fidels. You know, that were actually from the, you know, personal Castro cigars. And they're worth a lot of money. They're apparently these cigars that, do you care about those or
no.
is it only your Carlos Fuente stuff?
No. Yeah. I think that this is almost like when you talk about golf.
Yeah.
I think it's such a narrow portion of the audience that gives a rat's ass.
But isn't it nice to occasionally give that narrow portion of the audience, somebody who might care about that a little something?
The quality of Cubans over the last 4 to 5 years has gotten a little better, but strictly speaking, from my humble opinion, it's still hit and miss. You got to get it from the right person.
Yeah, because of the counterfeits.
And no, not only that, because they're making so many more of them now in Cuba that they're not as good as they used to be. So I like a nice fuente.
The best ones come from Dominica then. Still.
Or as we call it, the Dominican Republic.
Right.
Dominica.
Yes.
Is Dominica like another
That's
way
another
of
another way of referring to
I didn't,
it.
I didn't know that.
You're telling the truth?
Absolutely.
Because you do that newsman make up stuff.
No, I swear to God. Okay. No, I don't make up things.
Sure that's not the name of a girl you're hot for or anything?
Dominica?
Dominica.
Oh, Dominica.
Almost like at The Sopranos the other night when Artie Bucco walks over and says, "Have you had the Martita?" Squeezes the guy from Doogie Howser's shoulder.
Yeah. And gets his hand put in the sauce.
Hey, listen, before we get to anything of consequence here, and I have some marital advice for Buzz.
Oh, good.
And we want to find out how things are in Buzz's house.
Very good.
Let's talk for just a second. Let's talk seriously, okay? About we're getting an awful lot. We are getting an awful lot of people spitting into envelopes and sending it to us. Stop. No, I was buzzing, kidding. No,
I was concerned.
We are getting an awful lot of email at our website, donandmikewebsite.com, saying, I'll give you a sample question.
All right.
Been listening to you guys for years. Opie and Anthony got this big job. Uh-huh. What are your comments?
Yes.
How come you're not mad? How come you're not screaming? How come we expect more?
How come?
Or why are you such a pussy that you don't say anything about it? Have you accepted your lot in life? Okay, answer a couple of those questions real fast. There are things at this point in our careers that are out of our hands, freaking out of our hands. And frankly, the loss of Frida has kind of changed the way that I look at things. ONA got that job. Good for them. They're going to be here longer than I'm going to be here, and Mike's going to be here. I mean, we'll be here till 08, till the end of 08.
Right.
And then me and Mike got to figure out what we're going to do after that. You know, and that's none of your business what we're going to do after that. I mean, not you, Buzz, but you folks that are listening.
I understood.
So, you know, maybe 5 years ago, I mean, if I hadn't been through the thing with Frida, and a lot of people ask me, how had the death of your wife changed you? Well, the one thing it's done, it made me realize that, like, stupid radio wars just don't really matter. Opie and Anthony got a job that Mike and I would like to have. Who out there doesn't have a situation like that? I ain't losing any sleep over it. I mean, we've already discussed our contract. We got a pretty good contract. We got a pretty good deal with this company. We kidded yesterday about, you know, how they don't do anything for us. And in reality, they are doing for us finally exactly what we wanted all along. Which is not to change time slots, which is not to change radio stations. All we've wanted for the longest time is to get out of here. Meaning, physically, out of this. Oh, is that Hughes calling to say don't talk about this on the air? Too bad. All we really wanted for years, and they keep talking about new studios.
Right. New facility that would be ours, that we would be state-of-the-art where we would. Yeah, anybody that's listened to this show for any length of time knows the technical issues each and every day that abound around here.
Oh,
and we've been clamoring for this for years.
And frankly, the vibe around this station, you know, I have no problem telling you I'm part of the problem here. You know, as I've said ad nauseum, the lineup stinks. The program director's an idiot, and I've said on the air that the general manager has less than a spine. What else can I say?
Hard
to come to work every day and be totally upbeat and focused on what you want to do when you're working in this. And keep in mind, we've been coming here for 15 years now, working with the same crappy stuff. So all this Opie and Anthony stuff comes up, and even the company's saying to us, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's got a little different perspective on things now. Not really sweating it too much. What's going to happen? Are you okay? Yes, the answer is we're okay. You know what you can do for us? What you promised us 5 years ago. Get us a new studio. And this time it's something we are, I swear on Frida's grave, excited about. And I only say that so you know we're serious. Moving out of this building. Moving the show, for those of you in the D.C. area, to a little spot called Montgomery County, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Moving the show to Rockville Pike. If you know where that is, it's a major road. We can do a lot of stuff with people. Working from a building that will be called the Don and Mike house.
Like the Ronald McDonald house.
Mm-hmm. Except, now this is not
this
a joke.
This is in the get-go stages of this, too.
This is not a joke.
This requires this company to deliver on this. The reason we're talking about it is we hope this motivates them a little to get this thing done.
Because there's been all this behind-the-scenes stuff going on with studio plans and thought that, yes, we can actually do this. But, you know, come on, guys, get off your ass. You asked what would do it? That would do it. I mean, because they're, you know, the great thing about being me is that they think that really I'm going home at night and going, oh, Opie and Anthony got that job. Oh, God, I'm so upset. Let me sit on my pile of millions of dollars and think about how Mike and I have kicked ass for 20 years and go, oh, you know, let me turn on my 45-inch high-def LCD TV that I just bought yesterday and go, oh, my life is awful. No, you know what's awful in my life?
Yes.
My wife. That's what's still awful in my
life.
That
does put stuff in perspective.
No, Sherlock.
I mean, I would really think that, and that is what has changed, you know, since that. And really, can I speak about radio wars for a second?
Yeah.
Radio wars, whether it's Opie and Anthony, whether it was Elliot and Woodside a million years ago, or any of the other guys that either we have fought with or have fought with us, radio wars are just like radio shows. The radio shows, really, when you walk out of the studio, you know, if you're holding on to it, you do have issues with that. We had a really, really good long-term radio war with Opie and Anthony, and you don't begrudge people the reality of it. You don't begrudge people getting a great gig and being honest about it also and saying, yeah, do we wish that we were in their situation and doing that? Yeah, but it's not the case. We are in a market where we have been successful for 20 years. We, you know, at a certain point, you do look at yourself and you go, hey, this is good. I'm satisfied. Do we want more? Do we want the show to grow? Absolutely. Always. If you don't feel that way, then you do not come in here and do it every day.
They've demonstrated to us that they're happy with the level of growth that we're at. So we've got a contract. I mean, what are we going
to
do? Walk out?
You have to honor that contract. You know,
you walk out and quit? No, you don't freaking quit. You don't quit, but you do say, do one thing we wanted.
Just give us a chance to have something that's going to make our show better, which is what we wanted for quite some time.
We just want a studio that works for this show. And they seem to have come up with a plan, and we're only mentioning it now because Hughes is just, let me just tell you a background on this guy. This is, again, 100% my hand to God's truth. Yeah. All this stuff with Opie and Anthony comes up, and everybody in this company's calling me, are you okay? Yes, I'm fine. What can we do? And I went through my day when I was upset last week and got it out of my system.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about guys that we had a really good war with, and, you know, when you see that from a public standpoint, yeah, is there a frustration point? Yeah, it's frustrating, but you got to move past it.
But the truth is, I don't want to be Howard Stern when I grow up anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's kind of where I'm at.
That's good.
I love radio, and I can imagine after the time is done with Mike, either Mike and I will sit out a couple of years, as we'll contractually have to do, and we'll get back together, or I'll go and I'll run a, you know, God forbid, you know, the 70s and 60s channels on a satellite radio network, you know. Maybe I'd do that. Maybe I'd buy a radio station. Maybe I would just sit on my ass for a while. I don't know. But we're here through 08, and we don't want to make waves, and you know, really, for those of you looking for a fight, Jesus Christ, you know, go to hell. There's no fight. And it's not that I'm a pussy. It's not that Mike's a pussy. It's a fact.
We've done it.
We've got pretty good lives going. Any of you out there that would write something to our website, and these are people who are fans of the show, all of these emails that we received, you change places in a heartbeat. You change places in a heartbeat because we got a pretty sweet deal. We like what we do. We've kind of come to terms with things now. We just want the company, just in this regard, to step up and do what they've told us for the last 10 years.
Yeah, so that, you know, you're not in here pushing 50-year-old buttons that, you know, that don't work all the time, and so that we can have a seamless show so it can work,
you know,
so it can work that way.
And frankly, as I've told you many times, I don't like the vibe around here. This is, you know, I'm not Pollyanna, but Jesus Christ. Talk about a place that is just a walking advertisement for depression. Walk into this building someday. That's why, for a long time, I've said, I think the show would be a lot better if you just moved us the frig out of there. Move us to a network. Do what you did with Liddy. Put us in a studio somewhere. We'll be. So now, yes, that's it. We'll have our own studio, only used by us, our own building, our own offices, a rooftop setup where we can broadcast outside. And we'll be right by Rockville Pike, which is a major road in the Washington area, about 30 miles from where we are right now.
The only thing I would say, and to echo the sentiments of Howard Stern, is welcome back to CBS. And good luck.
Oh, for ONA, yeah.
I mean, really, good luck.
You're going to love it here.
Because you know what, man? It's just, from one week to the next, it's kind of tough to know which way the wind is blowing around here.
But that's the official statement on that. For those of you that were waiting for some kind of tirade or screaming fit, dudes, I have found out there is much more important things in life than screaming on the radio. I'm blessed to have done what I've done all
this
time.
And when we were fighting with ONA, we were in New York City. We were up in New York City, all right? Everybody knows the history there. We are not in New York now.
Right.
That does not, that battle does not serve our purposes at all. It truly doesn't. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing that that applies to us in their universe anymore. It does not matter. So you got to get up and you got to do your show and you got to do what you do. Do we wish that we were in a company where we, you know, where we had different kinds of opportunities? Of course we do. But you know what? It ain't happening
and
here.
And those companies are out there. One in particular.
Right.
And this company won't let us out of our contract. And
because, you know, and after all these months.
That's all
In fact,
is.
All these years, because it's been about a year or two now, that where they've told us, they've come to us, and they have told us how valuable we are to this radio station and to several radio stations around the country in this particular day part. And you know what? After this much time, I finally believe them because, you know, they... They haven't kicked us out the door.
Right.
Even though we've asked to go a couple of times.
So anyway, you know, it comes down to this. I was saying to somebody the other day, you know, if our big claim to fame is that we were number one in Washington for 20 years, and we're number one in Sacramento, California for 10 years, and we're number one in Baltimore for 10 years, I could live with that.
You know, good.
I had a discussion with my kid, you know, who put everything in perspective for me, my son Bart. I said to him when this thing came out with Opie and Anthony, he said, Dad, are you pissed? I said, yeah, I'm pissed, but I'll get over it. You know, more important things. He said, we have a very deep discussion. He said, well, I know you love radio so much. What are you going to do? I said, yeah, I'm not going to do anything. He said, well, gosh, aren't they going to get the pictures in the newspaper? And be? I said, yeah. And I got a discussion with him where I said, you know, well, you know, sometimes I do wonder where I'll end up in the world of radio, in the annals of radio. You know, certainly not at this level, maybe not at this level, maybe somewhere in between. And I said to him, like, you know, I'd be like a guy that played, like, if he said, well, Dad, football players. Like, do you think you're Brett Favre? I said, no. I would not at that. In the big picture, I said, probably somebody like, I said, I would be remembered as David Craig. And that's really how I feel about myself. Well, no, he's a guy who, if you look in the NFL record book,
that's unique.
David Craig played for Seattle for a lot of years and some other teams. And he's thrown for like 30,000. He's in the top 10 of all these all-time records, but nobody thinks anything about him. So I explained that to Bart, and I said, and I'm fine with that. And then my kid said to me, so what's the big thing? What, that you never got the big job in New York, that you were never number one, you never won the Super Bowl in New York? And I said, yes, that's exactly it. And he said, Dad.
Good big league career, though.
He said, Dad, did Dan Marino ever win a Super Bowl? And I said, yeah, no. And then my kid said to me, Dad, I think in radio you're Dan Marino.
I agree.
You know, and now when my kid says that to me, you know, he's got no reason to, you know, give me an exam for prostate cancer.
Right.
You know, he's not giving me the old J.O.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Christ, if my kid feels that good about what I've done, why should I be upset and waste energy about somebody else getting an opportunity?
Sure.
The only good thing that happened for us with this Opie and Anthony thing, so the company's finally going to get us out of this rat hole and get us somewhere where we can do good, happy radio for the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beginning and the end of the statement about Opie and Anthony getting the job.
Mm-hmm.
What, more?
I'm just thinking. No, I'm thinking about your analogy there, and I'm just thinking about me. Of course, that's what I do. Rick Dempsey of the Baltimore Orioles. You know, the guy used to come out in rain delays. I'm sorry, that's what it would be for me.
You mean the guy that used to slide?
Yeah.
The guy that used to slide on the tarp?
The guy that was a good ball player, not a superstar ball player, good kind of support guy, you know what I mean? But then he'd do, he was the happy clown. You know, they would come out and slide, and he'd put the pillows in his stomach, and he'd be the big fat guy, and he'd run the bases when there'd be a rain out, when there'd be a rain delay.
Yeah. See, we both have ourselves really in pretty low esteem.
That's healthy, I suppose. Don't be kidding yourself about that one either.
We talk a good game. So anyway, if we all could collectively move past that now, thank you very hard.
Okay?
Okay. So, that's what we were talking about when we said that maybe our commutes were going to be changing, because they are, because the companies... finally doing something that we think will help the show.
That it will help the show in this regard also.
We'd like a change of pace. We'd like to do the show from a different physical location.
For those of you that sit in traffic for a long period of time, that experience a lot of traffic, we'll be able to better relate to you.
Absolutely.
We will be better able to relate to you now, so that's very important as well.
The Don and Mike house, will it have a swimming pool?
I'm going to do... You know what I told you in the bathroom, Buzz?
Yes.
And I'll tell this to Don, too.
Well, do I? I'll never forget.
Don?
What, Mike?
When it comes to the studio...
Yep.
And everything else, mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to, and to a certain extent, the office and what you want in the office. Other than that, my design instincts, I really want you to let me run wild.
Creature comfort.
Okay?
I know you want a hot tub.
I want a hot tub. I want to see if there's a possibility of putting on a deck. Let me tell you this, and CBS will like this. This is stuff that I can accomplish without the help of CBS. Everything I'm talking about doing... And I'm talking about a wall here, a room here,
uh-huh.
A hot tub here, a deck there, a rooftop solarium there, a greenhouse here. Everything that I'm talking about is stuff that I can get done.
Cool. Okay.
All right. All you have to do is just give me occasionally a little hello to my friends. and I'll get it done. And everybody's going to be real happy about that. All right. Three words.
Yes.
Improved resale value.
Anyway, do what you like.
Thank you.
I think we will get your couch. I think that's part of the plan for the new studio.
I don't need a couch in the... if we have room for it.
We'd have a couch and we'd also
I'll need
chairs.
A new couch in the office because I hear the office is huge. We shouldn't be talking about this because, you know what? I don't trust anything until it's done.
Well, no. I mean, come on. Let's get to... hold on. Before we take this call, I was going to tell you how spineless Hughes is. Only because I hope that this moves things along.
Right.
This whole thing with us moving to these... studios of which we can't talk about, but they're on Rockville Pike in Rockville, Maryland.
Proposed.
No, they're there, Buzz. No, they're there. Right. They just have to gut them
right.
And redo them, and they can do them in the time that they had been lying to us, telling us they were going to redo the studios here.
Right.
Hughes came up with this idea. I'll give him credit. He sent me an email and said, how about moving you out of that and finally giving you the custom studios you guys, you know, deserve? Great. So I called Rob, and I, you know, said, hey, listen, it's going to be a longer drive for everybody, but screw it, it's good for the show. Write Hughes back, you know, send him something on his Crackberry and tell him I'm just hard as, you know, as yesterday's mud about this. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm like dirt. I'm cold. Let's go for it.
Right.
So he sends
dirt.
Well, I can't.
You're like dirt. Let's go for it.
Hard dirt.
You're solid
hard
dirt.
Like, well, like when you pick up a big clod.
Yeah, you're like blue steel.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, cat can't scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So he sends Hughes back the email. Hughes sends him one back that says, well, slow down. Slow down. You know, slow down. So then Mike calls Hughes and says, hey, what's going on? And Hughes says, well, it was just an idea. Really, what would probably be best is if you guys called the president of the company. So Mike and I had a little mini conference. I said, wait a minute, hold on. This is Hughes' idea. And he's such a pussy, he's afraid to call the people in New York to tell them about it. So we decided we would just have our agent call the president of the company.
And from a behind-the-scenes standpoint, I believe that the wheels have begun to turn.
Because
it sounds to me like certain people are talking to other people. And hopefully, you know, really, this is one, just get it done.
Just do it.
You know, get it done and do it. Just do it. I think it'll be good for our show.
Please.
That's it.
That's the main thing, you know. Mm. I need a change of pace.
Hey.
I just need to get out of coming to the same building every day for 15 years. I mean, before I started working with Mike, I changed jobs like I change underpants.
Right.
You know, the only reason that
I gave you stability, didn't
I? You did. Well, no, actually, it was Bart. Mm-hmm. You know, and the promise I made Frieda that we would not move.
Mm-hmm.
That we would not move. What?
I didn't give you stability. I always thought it was me.
Well, it was partly you, but it was him. It was the boy. The boy.
Sorry, but I've always...
The boy.
No, you're right. Every day I was like, come on, let's go somewhere else.
Well, no, really, that's how I used to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, even with contracts and stuff. I mean, in the years I worked in Radio BM before my, 13, 14 years before myself, somebody pissed me off and say, hey, adios.
I'm out of here.
Where's the U-Haul? I'm off to the next job.
Mm-hmm.
And Christ, love to do that now. Can't do that now.
Right.
So make those studios happen.
Well, we can't do that for the same reason they can't do crap to us.
Yeah.
That's the way that works.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have a contract.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see if anybody has anything about this topic. And then can we just close this then? I think we've been about as honest as we can be about this.
I think so.
Hello,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you guys?
Hey, buddy.
Don, Rick Dempsey, I also wanted to congratulate you on being the MVP of the 1983 World Series.
Oh, see, that's almost too high then. I'd have to find somebody who was like a baseball clown that was...
Not really, because David Craig made the Pro Bowl a lot of times. But,
okay.
But nobody knows
but see,
who
the
Rick
World,
Dempsey
the World
is.
Series ring is, you know... Well, yeah, I'll take it. I'm still Rick Dempsey. I'll still be
get
Rick
out
Dempsey.
Of here. All right, goodbye.
Bye!
No, Rob, not yeah. Morgana. Not Morgana.
What, the kissing bandit?
Yes.
Remember we had her big floppy boobs come in one day.
Hi, boys.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up, boys?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, we all know you guys rock. Everybody knows you rock. Let Opie and Anthony do whatever the hell they want. Let's get on with the show. You guys know what you're doing.
I think everybody would agree that there are, you know... Really, when you talk about Opie and Anthony, Howard, the Junkies, everybody that does this. I mean...
David Lee Roth?
David Lee, well, maybe not him now. But there's plenty of, you know, a lot of people...
Rover?
Floating around. Who the F is Rover?
Exactly. Some guy...
Who is
some
Rover?
Some other guy that they think's better than us.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right, yeah, because they gave him some morning shows, right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Maybe if you had dog names.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, what you doing, guys? You're good.
Thank you.
Bye!
I just want to make sure that anybody out there that's got anything about this thing, let's see. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. What? Hello? What? Hi.
Hey. Hey, did you try that new Coca-Cola product called Black?
Yeah.
What did you think of that? They gave you that in the office.
Yeah, you know, I did, and it's surprisingly not bad.
Ah, sugary, though, right? It's not a diet thing.
No, it's not.
Well, less sweet than regular.
Medium.
Yeah.
45 calories.
Oh, it's only 45 calories?
No,
it's not bad.
No, but it does have sugar in it. It's half Coca-Cola and half coffee.
All right.
Ain't bad. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing? Love you guys.
Thank you.
I just want to mention you misspoke earlier. It's not the annals of radio, it's the anals of radio.
That's right.
Thank you.
The anals of radio.
That's how we'll be remembered, in the anals.
The anals.
Go ahead, just hang up.
That's actually towards the end of the semester at American University, that's what we had to do. We had our anals that we had to pass. You had to pass those before you graduated. It was a competency requirement. It was like algebra competency. You had to, you could not get a diploma at AU unless you passed your anals.
Kind of an exit exam.
I bet you were good, right?
Oh, I aced my anals. I truly did.
And that guy that lied?
Mm-hmm.
You fingered him, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That guy that cheated?
That was the honor code.
Said, who fingered the guy on the anal?
On his anals? There's only one guy that fingered him. It was me. Because I believe in the honor code, especially when it comes to the anals. You know, and everybody come limping into the dorm saying, hey, did you pass your anals? Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you can tell.
What is this? Hello there. Don and Mike, one more. What's wrong with that tape, Robbie?
It needs to be reset when it breaks.
Okay. Hello?
Is CBS the Marge Schott of radio?
I don't, I'm not making sense of it, but I like the sound of it.
Uh-huh.
It just sounds really good.
I'll say this, they build good roads.
All right.
They were good at first, until they started killing the generals.
I think CBS might be more like the Peter Angelos of owners.
Bye!
Angelos!
Bye-bye.
I heard him on a radio show the other day. Well, they're wrong. I'm not going to bug that mind. You don't understand. He really is Mr. Potter. Have you ever heard that guy interviewed?
Yeah. Oh, the guy that owns the Orioles.
I'm not going to share the revenue with you, George. By golly, my cable games will be broadcast, and I'll only be the one to control them.
All right, now that all of the ugly behind-the-scenes stuff is done, when we come back, we'll start the show, And Buzz,
yes,
had some marital problems yesterday.
Yeah.
We start today before the Laughing Place. We'll find out how things are in the Burbank household. And then I did some research for you, Buzz.
Oh, thank you.
Some marital advice.
Oh, God.
From a hot Hollywood star.
Bless you.
Oh, good.
I look forward to hearing it.
Who I believe...
Charlie Sheen?
Who right, I believe... Who I believe... oh, and you know the latest on that? She's with, what's his name?
Richie Sambora.
From Bon Jovi.
Heather Locklear.
Because she met her on
yeah,
Spin City.
That's right.
So that's how upset she is, Denise Richards, yes, about Charlie Sheen going to all the gay porno kiddie sites.
She's, you know, she alleges all this stuff with Charlie Sheen, and then it's one picture to damage her credibility.
Mm-hmm.
There she is. Homewrecker.
She's moved on to a more stable man.
Anyway, Buzz, advice for you, and I think you're going to really agree with the way that this particular celebrity runs his marriage.
I just need to hear it.
Keep in mind, he's not really married, but he's been with the same woman for 25 years.
Already, I like what I'm hearing.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No. That's my fault.
You started too early?
It's the Don and Mike Show.
What's happening? Please?
I always start.
Stop the monkeys.
Early. I finish too early. I start too early.
I was coming now. It's the guys who taught it.
What can I say? It's my fault. Wish I could blame you, Rob.
Thanks, Tony.
Ahead.
No, I can't.
No, I should have stopped you from hitting the button.
Want Fleming Grace?
Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
You know, we should put that on the web. You know that thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just mentioned, I don't want to promote this.
Right.
Like, hey, want to see what I think about my wife dying? It'll be on Channel 9 News on Thursday.
All right.
And Friday.
I wondered when that would be.
Well, conveniently, that's the first day of sweeps.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided. So anyway, if you care, on Channel 9 here in D.C. Mm-hmm. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz had a fight with Marcia over the weekend.
We bickered.
Okay, bicker, fight. I realize...
Is that your first big bickering?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was the first time it ever culminated that way.
You two kids have moved past it, but it was a monumental weekend because you said, in essence, you know, as long as you're talking nonsense, I'm going to leave.
Let's say that, yeah.
And then you got in your car and left.
Right.
So, thinking about you,
mm-hmm,
wondering if everything was okay,
mm-hmm,
and then I read this article about Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
I've always admired them.
I have always admired them. I think they've got one of the better relationships, right?
I don't know if you read her book. We had transcripts of it that I think we read. I never read the whole thing. But, my God, for any guy that's married or who's thinking about getting married or has been married, listen to the sweet deal that Kurt Russell has with Goldie Hawn.
All right.
This is an article with Kurt Russell, so these are direct quotations from him.
Right.
Marriage is not a big issue in my household. What I like about Goldie is that she's committed, not only to examining things, but does so understanding she may come to a conclusion which may not be peaceful for her, but it's reality.
He's a realist.
What? 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 You know, Jackie's the joke man.
What?
I just was curious how you were reading this is a quote from Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Is there anything in there from his late brother?
Leon?
Nipsey? I'm sorry.
You know, Jackie,
I'm sorry. Sometimes he puts something in front of me and I can't go on. And I try not to laugh. I really do. I try not to laugh. That hit my funny bone.
Here's one thing, Mr. Martling.
Yes.
Just one time.
Yes.
Let me get to the crux of this.
Okay.
Most times, you know, you're zany one.
Now, hold on a second. That's my fault because he can do that and I will wait. And I didn't mean to laugh. I know you've done that. He'll do that to you sometimes and you occasionally laugh. This got me and I shouldn't. It was just something about it. You know me and Nipsey Russell.
It's just, you know what he should be doing right now, exactly what he's doing, the maintenance work that he's doing.
Right. Cleaning, you know, and maintenance.
Cleaning and maintenance.
90% of the stuff he does, you know, I don't laugh like that.
BS.
94. BS. But that particular, you know, every now and then he'll get me.
Okay.
So Kurt is saying something about marriage.
Thank you, Mike. What I like about and Buzz is where he's going to pertain to you, and Mike...
Yes.
I think you're going to agree with what he has to say too, and I'm going to bet that as much as you love Carla,
mm-hmm,
and as much as I loved Frida,
yeah,
and as much as you love Marcia,
right,
and let's leave you and Carrie out of this,
you.
but you're going to wish,
yeah,
that you could trade yours in or at least have like a Stepford Wives thing where she would buy in to Kurt Russell's theory of cohabitation, not marriage.
Fascinating.
What I like about Goldie, she's committed to not only examining things, but does so understanding she may come to a conclusion which may not be peaceful to her, but it's a reality. She forces me to do the same, which is what I love about her. What it all boils down to is genetics, DNA. Mm-hmm. What's really great about the next 25 years is that we're actually going to understand scientifically why men and women are the way they are.
Good.
Look, I've told Goldie this, and she understands. Men have to suffer tremendous rejection based on a woman's ability to smell their DNA from 50 feet away in a crowded room.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I understand.
Bear with me.
I got to go all the way with you.
Just bear with me, please.
Confused.
You can't do that as a man. You can't smell their DNA from 50 feet away. So you go over and make a fool of yourself to someone who's never going to be interested in you because her nose has already told her that you are not going to make offspring with her, so don't bother.
Oh, okay, so it's like animals.
Like pheromones.
Men are hardwired to spread their seed as far and wide as we can to perpetuate our species. What has mankind done with this in terms of creating a society? It's created a society where you're supposed to be with one woman. Explain that to me scientifically. It's not true. Here's the thing that wasn't talked about in Goldie and I find. Are there instances where people may just be hooked into one person? Yeah, I got news for you. There are. I'm living in one of those relationships.
Mm-hmm. Long time.
Doesn't mean I'm immune. Doesn't mean she's immune. It's not without its potential for failure. But when I hear, oh, they have an open marriage, they've gotten the wrong message. The truth is, I'm hardwired to spread my seed, and Goldie knows it. Now, hold on just a moment.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, here's the thing.
But he doesn't follow up.
He contradicts himself.
But he's saying he doesn't do it.
No.
Or is he saying he does do it?
No, he's saying in theory... He's in a great relationship where he wouldn't have to. But hold on, this is
yeah, okay, that is what he's saying.
This is where the doublespeak comes in. He says, here's the thing that it's created a society where men are supposed to be with one woman. Explain that to me scientifically. It's not true. But Goldie and I find there are instances, rare instances, where people may just be hooked into one person. I got news for you. I'm living one of those relationships. Now, if you stopped it right there, you'd say, okay.
It's a good quote. He's hooked into her. She's hooked into him. They've had that for a long time.
But it doesn't mean I'm immune.
Right.
Doesn't mean she's immune.
Right.
Doesn't mean without a potential for failure.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's probably why they're thinking. How long have they been together?
25.
25 years.
25
but,
years.
But, sir, you go out. To,
but hold on, you go to a woman that you want to, you know, marry or date.
Or hang out with.
And you say to her, hey, listen, I'm going to be true to you, but you have to know something. I was born to spread my seed. And if I come to a conclusion which may not be peaceful for you, but is a reality, which would mean, I guess I just banged the woman across the street. Well, tough, because it's in my DNA, baby.
Genetics.
I completely agree with that.
And as you
I completely agree with that.
It's the truth.
Do you know if you ask every, I mean,
two,
outside
three,
of a
we
few.
We have four raised hands.
No, if you went to a guy and you said without, you know, with no repercussions.
Right.
Whether you have, and I'm talking about, like, you know, without getting somebody pregnant, without doing, you know, without having to ruin a marriage, without doing
somebody,
this.
Whatever.
If you went to everything, and you just felt like you would do what comes naturally without. I would say 90%
deal.
Of guys.
Of
and
course.
The guys that didn't might have their
It'd
own...
It'd be very hard finding women, though. It'd be very hard finding women to go along with that plan.
It's almost impossible.
He found one, though.
He did.
No, but she doesn't go... He said, well, the way he phrases that is...
Don't you see...
It is not without potential for failure. What he's saying is... He's tempted, she's tempted,
hold on.
And it could blow up if they pulled like a Heather Locklear, Ricky Sambora.
Don't you read the tabloids, though?
I think they've both been around a little bit.
What I'm saying is,
25 years.
I know that I've seen as recently as, I guess since this summer, pictures of him, like, shaking his groin against some chick in a bar, and they're saying, there's Kurt Russell out enjoying the good nightlife.
Fretting his feet. But here's one of the things, in that article, the one thing you don't have in that article, do Goldie and Kurt, based on the fact that they are not married, but do they have that kind of relationship where they where she says, hey, I understand you're hardwired to spread your seed.
I think he does. I think...
She's spoken about it, too.
The way that
what has she said about it?
The way I read it, I think he's like that show on HBO. He's like that Big Bill Love. Paxton show.
Big Love.
Yeah, but they'd all be living in the same house.
But he's got the best deal.
I think that's sick, too.
He's got the best deal. Because he doesn't marry these chicks.
I think the polygamist guy that's a weird situation, too, because they're all living in the same house.
And listen,
if we're talking about, when he talks about hardwired, the way I really believe it, I mean, if everybody was just going around without, you know, any kind of restrictions at all, it would be like dogs.
Can you, and can you imagine how awful it would be? Like, if you had five wives? I mean, you know, everybody says, oh, five wives would be great. Are you kidding? You got five women ready to yell at you, tell you what you did wrong that day? Because they're not all subservient like those girls on the HBO show, or apparently like Goldie Hawn. Oh, what were you doing today, honey? I was spreading my seed. Good for you, Captain Ron. Good for you, Shaggy D.A.
I don't think it's as simple as that. I don't think she does that.
I do.
I do. I think they both have practiced that to some degree.
Well, see, I haven't read anything where they've said that.
Has talked about the open
she's
marriage.
She's talked about the fact that they don't have a marriage. They're not married.
Well, right.
In her book, though, which I think I alluded to, she says that they don't have an open marriage, but people don't understand what their relationship is all about.
What they do have. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what?
You know what that is? That's a jackpot for Kurt Russell. And Mike, think of it just from...
But he's also committed to her.
Think of it.
Yeah.
Well, he's committed to her as...
In his way.
He's committed to her until he sees someone he'd like to spread his seed in.
No, but committed in that, you know, no matter where he might be hardwired to visit... He always comes back to that net.
Okay, so now you go find a woman who you're going to say, listen, I'm going to go bang other chicks, but really, I'm devoted to you.
Well, she obviously, if you guys were what you're telling me, she does that for him, right?
Right, and what I'm saying is, where is this planet of Goldie Hawns? Where are these women? She's like one of a kind. What a sweet deal. And Buzz?
Yes?
How does that? Is that anything like your marriage?
No, actually, it's not. No, I think I have a pretty traditional marriage, despite what people have heard or surmised. Sure, there have been occasions.
A traditional marriage based on trust and ladder.
There are relationships out there where there are open, you know, situations.
Yes.
But I think the pressure on people, both men and women, from society is so overwhelming that that's why you can't find people like that. It's all about society. It's all about the rules.
Right.
It's about the rules we play by. And it's about what's proper. It's the same reason why can't people come into work, topless. It's the same thing.
Yeah, why not?
These are all rules that are created.
Why not, Mike?
Don't you agree?
And they're just words, too, you know. Besides this whole thing, let's get into the discussion of words.
Words, laws,
you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I was really devoting some time today thinking about, we should start the show, the C word. And why exactly the C word is one of the biggies. I mean, besides the fact that it really pisses off women, which is why it's such a great word, why is it one of the biggies?
Because it really pisses off women.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good enough reason. That's, you know, if it's obscene as deemed by our government or whatever jackasses are running our government, but that's one thing. But it's not, and I think if you go to the Supreme Court or whoever comes up with what you can't say on the radio, the FCC, whoever it is these days, Bush himself, who knows, they'd probably say, well, why is the C word in there? They'd say, again, from the male perspective, really there's nothing obscene about it. It just pisses off every woman in the world, so it's got to be on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to Kurt Russell, as a way of kind of tying this all up, being as you've already solved this other problem, with being able to bang any chick you want and Goldie still loves you and takes you back, why don't you work on some of the language issues that we have in this country? Let's work on some of these language
barriers.
Tackle that.
Same thing. It's the same kind of
just
thing.
Just think about that.
It's exactly the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, really, of the big words, and as we learned from that fabulous thing we had to sit through with CBS about indecency, it's really not about the seven words that George Carlin said.
It's about the way they're used.
And even of those seven words, you know, C-S-er, M-F-er, okay, S, yeah, all right, F, okay, I'll give you that. But C? Don't get it.
It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Really don't get it. Mm-hmm. Really don't get it.
Just a word. How you interpret it.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to any C's out there who are listening right now. Who are...
I'll be proud.
I'm confused.
Why? It's a discussion about boundaries. The discussion is the boundary of marriage, and I've kind of taken it a step farther to say, what about the boundaries put on
us? Yeah, but you kind of shut that discussion off. I disagree with both of you guys on that. I think that what, you know, I really think what he was saying is a little more beyond what he actually said.
You know what that is? That's the romantic in you.
No, not necessarily.
No, the realist in me.
Not necessarily. I think really.
Have you seen the pictures of her? Like when they show the celebrities with cottage cheese asses?
Right, right.
Okay. So, you know, she's good looking and everything, but.
You know what I'd love?
Captain Ron.
I'd love to have Captain Ron explain it further. I'd love to have Captain Ron.
And Goldie. I'd like to hear what she has.
I'd like to hear, because I know they have spoken about it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know whether that's the. I don't think that's the last word on their relationship.
Okay. Mm. I just think he's got a sweet deal.
Because otherwise, really, with the pressures and all that, it might be different.
What's the pressure? What's his pressure? He's got no financial obligation to her. Mm. He's got his own career. She's got her own career, which is, by anybody's admission, better than his.
Yes.
So he's got her pile of money to put with his pile of money. And he's got her snowed into this thing that, you know, hey, I'm hardwired, if you'll pardon the pun. Mm-hmm. I just got to spread
my
seed.
So you think he's snowing her? Or
no.
What?
No, I think he's...
Do you think he's being deceived? That's where...
No,
there's where we
come
get.
To an...
You
no.
make it sound like he's being dishonest.
Well, he's doing something that most guys, 99.9% of guys, could never do. In one way, he's being as honest
That's
with
her. Not the issue. It, would they want to do it?
Would who want to? The guys?
That 99% of guys would want to do if they could.
Yes.
Then
yeah.
He's telling the truth.
Right.
Are hardwired to do that.
But our argument, not that it's an argument, our point counterpoint on this is that you think while he has that knowledge, he's not doing anything about it. And I think he's out there chasing every skirt that he... Or,
not every most, many, probably.
But I
that I don't know. That's what I don't know.
See, the thing is, if you had that free pass,
uh-huh.
And she writes about it in the book, he's talking about it in a magazine, for God's sakes. You mean it's never come up in 25 years?
There's something
years?
In that article he says that we're tied into each other a little bit. He makes that comment.
Yeah, he says, unless you're really into somebody.
That's what he's saying.
But then he follows that up by saying, of course, there's always the possibility. And then you look at the pictures in the tab. Hold on. You know, it's you're right. It's a moot point. Who knows? It's those two. It made me think of Buzz.
But what he's saying is the truth.
Yeah,
I agree with him. And I'm
Except
saying 99.9% of guys would do that if the whole society thing wasn't the way it is.
No, but they,
if we didn't have these rules.
Never get changed. Women run everything. Why do you think the C word is a bad word?
Same reason.
That's why. That was kind of my point.
What was your point?
That the women run everything.
There it is.
That's why the C word is up there with the big ones. You can call a guy a bastard, a dick, a moron. You can call him anything.
Right.
Fine. Really. It's that one thing with a woman.
That
boom! The scarlet letter.
Yeah. The B word also can be used, too.
Bitch.
And that can be, you know, depending.
Not quite as hard-edged.
No. The B, yeah, the B word's in a different ballpark.
Anyway, it's not my intent to argue. It's just my intent to point out,
I'm not arguing. I'm trying to figure out what your point is.
Who's got kind of a different... my point is... Really, I don't think, seriously, all guys are wired like that.
Now, all right, that's interesting.
I don't think so. I think that we have the power to reason and that we have the power to be monogamous and that it means...
Well, I don't think guys are like dogs.
Without getting terribly sappy on you, I mean, what's the problem with just saying, I'm just going to bang one woman for however long, even if you've got this... That's why we have porno. If you're in a committed relationship and you feel the need to spread your seed, well, spread it on the carpet. You'd be mad if your chick did that to you. However, he's able to go around the rules on this. It's like, you know, on one hand, okay, good for him, he's honest with her.
But what he's being honest is the desire, the physiological aspect of things that everybody keeps a handle.
Try as we might to be civilized, we're wired a certain way.
That's right.
That's, like, what I, now, like, that's what I was saying.
But hold on a second.
Yeah, that's okay, Buzz. That's what I've been saying for 10 minutes.
No.
What?
We're not. We're not all... Mike, here's the argument.
Yes, we are.
No.
That's the way people are. That's the way guys are. You go to a sit-down in a bowling alley with five guys.
And guys,
and a woman comes by with a tight tar pants.
Guys will talk about what a nice ass, what a nice rack. But seriously, when push comes to shove, even if given the opportunity, most guys, unless... Like,
you're confusing what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, no, I'm not talking about acting on it. I'm talking about the inner guy that all says, hey... Wouldn't I? Hey, how about that? That type. I'm not saying acting on it. I'm saying it. Well, that's what I'm not sure about that.
Why else would he have articles where he says we all want to spread our seeds?
Because other people
understand.
Because there have been people in committed monogamous relationships for decades that have said that. That have said that human beings are hardwired that way.
Mike.
Yes.
What's your record in those relationships?
That's crap.
Mike, I'm sorry.
What I'm saying...
We
all have issues, right? We all have issues. And I don't think that anybody can preach from the mountaintop when it comes to anything. You know, what I'm saying is that this whole situation
Don't you feel, though, sometimes, like, take it away from sex?
Yes.
Same thing. If you wanted to, you could kill anybody at any time.
Exact same point.
You don't do it.
Right.
You don't do it. But if you happen to find somebody, a country somewhere where they said, you know what? If somebody cuts you off in traffic and you kill them, it's okay with me. I bet Kurt Russell would live in that country with Goldie Hawn.
I don't know. All I know is that it's all about kind of controlling the animal side of people.
I know what this argument
and
is.
And guys are different than women in that regard.
Here's what the argument
women
is
don't
about.
Feel the same way. You get a group of women, they're not always going to feel the exact same way about
it's
that.
It's not even an argument. I think what the crux of it is, please help me if I'm wrong on this.
And incidentally, what you said sounded like my marriage is ended because I lived a life like that, and that's not true.
Not you, friend.
That is not the truth.
Not friend?
Yeah, that's not the truth. I don't want to say anything,
okay,
but not, on my end, that's not the truth. You know.
I know that.
Right. So, I mean, that's... You know, the thing about it is though, that what he's saying, I just don't think... I'd love it if he was sitting here, because I'd say, do you mean that when you're out doing a movie, and Goldie's in Vancouver and you're in New York, that, you know, you go out and hunt down every piece of ass you can find? I don't think he'd be talking about that. I don't think he'd be saying that.
He would probably say, well, Mike, it's not all the time, but occasionally... I feel the
and
need.
That's the thing I'd like to hear whether he does that.
I do have a quote from Goldie Hawn on this subject.
Okay.
Now, this is from the April issue of Harper's Bazaar. Quoting Goldie, men spread their seed. That's what they do. I've done a lot of thinking about this because I've had a lot of men cheat on me in my life. All women have. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? Is it in our nature to be true to one person? A marriage paper doesn't do anything, but sometimes close a door psychologically. I've always said, if I'm in a cage and you leave the door open, I'm going to fly in and out, but I'll always come home. End quote.
Boy, they dance around it, don't they?
They do.
They really don't. They don't. They just say things that they really don't quite pin it down.
I think.
And maybe, you know, maybe they're only true. Their real thoughts on it and the way they really feel might be between them.
Right.
And,
they say these things.
The only thing that's between you and I is that you're giving him the benefit of the doubt, and you think
What I'm saying is he's being honest.
And I don't think he's being 100% honest, because I think when you give an article like that, you give an interview like that, you say you've got this marriage, and you say, I don't do it, but it might happen.
Right.
Well, why not say? Why not just say, hey, I've done it. She's cool.
See, what they might say is they don't need the piece of paper because, you know, they've got something. I don't know. I'm not really sure what that. All I know is that they've got a pretty good track record as far as their relationship
years,
goes.
Still happy, still together.
Again, where are these women, though? Where are these women?
I saw them in New York once, and they seemed happy.
You well, saw you both go. Of them?
Yeah, at the diner.
Really? Goldie and Kurt?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was great.
Were they weren't fighting or anything?
Well,
he looking at other women?
It was him.
Did he bang that waitress that used to serve us all the time?
The maitre d' he banged.
Maitre d'.
You remember Alexis?
You know, the one thing now you got me thinking about is the whole killing thing. You know? I mean, because, like, if somebody cuts us off in traffic, would you want to kill the other person.
Sure, it's, I mean, you curb your responses constantly.
Because if you're talking about, which he's talking about, you know, animal instincts.
But I don't think we have a genetic drive to kill the way we have a genetic drive to spread seed.
I don't know either. I don't know either.
I bet he's wanted to kill her once or twice.
I mean, man, I tell you, a lady wanted to kill me in traffic today. Really wanted to kill me.
Really? What'd you do?
I was trying to merge.
Spread your seed.
I was trying to spread my seed and merge. And you know the deal when somebody's not letting you in?
Yeah.
And this is a technique that I use. Right. I use the look straight ahead technique.
Oh, yeah. Like they're not there?
And I don't care. You have to really not care if you get hit.
Right.
Right.
So I just pull in because there's nowhere else for me to go. And I looked in my rearview mirror and she was going. I think if she had had a weapon.
She would have killed
me. With no punishment, you know, fear of any retribution, she could have killed me. She would have killed me.
If she was living on the planet Russell.
That's right. She would have killed me. Everything. Where we basically would fight for scraps of meat.
You know, it's like,
it probably is. World is like Escape from New York or Escape from L.A. Remember that movie?
Why not? Why not?
Okay. Oh, gosh. So how'd you feel about that article, Buzz? You think that helped you at all?
Fascinating, and I think more people should listen to that and think about it. That's what I think.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, I think he proposed some interesting ideas there that provoke thought, and I think people should think about them. And maybe alter their views accordingly.
You're my hero, Buzz. You're my hero.
Genetic facts are facts.
What are you just shaking your head for?
Just thinking about life. Just thinking about how good life is.
Yes.
And you know, I didn't mean that towards you.
I know.
You know, I just like getting into
But we get into one heated argument, you pull that trump card out on me. You know, well, you pull the old marriage thing, you know.
I really am. What's I mean, that? It's not really a shot at you.
Stop! You're not helping me here.
You're not helping at all.
I'm on your side.
We all are.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Totally.
I swear to God. Yeah, I'm 0 for 2. You don't have to read me that box score.
Hey, I'm 1-1.
Trust me.
Hey, look, I got a perfect
record. Yeah, that's right. You don't have a perfect
record. I'm not holding myself up as Mr. Perfect.
He's 1-0.
There's the.
He's 1-0.
And you know what? I call it 0-1.
I'm that big head back there.
Right.
I really don't think that's a winning combo.
I think about these things probably more than you guys do because I think about it every day. Really? I think about it every single day.
Well, you think about spreading your seed every day?
No, I think about relationships every day. And I think about marriage and whether, you know, I'm in a great thing right now.
Enjoy. Seriously now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I write down those stuff I want to talk about every day.
Yes.
We got to hit a break here. Rob, will you just please read?
Can you find it? I mean, you know you get into my wheelhouse when we talk about stuff like this. Yes. I really get into it.
Will you please read? I swear to God, again, you know, like when I said, yeah, I swear to God, I wasn't. But I mean, when I said I swear to God, I mean it.
Right.
I had a dream about you last night.
About me?
Yes. Ooh. So much so that I wrote it down on my index card. Of a conversation started. Go ahead, just read it.
It says, Mike, : I rarely dream. Was that word?
Dreamt.
Dreamt you and Carla had 2 kids, 2 more girls.
Really? Had that dream last night.
Really?
Swear to God, had it last night.
Wow. I'm just feeling so good about Carla today.
Yeah,
I am. Sure. I'm having one of those days where
you
I'm feeling.
You should go home and plant your seed tonight.
I had
a very vivid dream that you and Carla, I don't know where I saw you somewhere.
Right.
But you had the baby stroller with two of them in front.
Oh, the double wide. Did I have all my teeth in?
It was you like you are now.
Oh, like I am now.
And it was her like she is now.
She did one thing for me today that I'm going to say publicly. It was very, very cool. Calls me up and she said, hey, I was doing something. She had figured out since, remember when I was 282 and I came on the air and I was talking about losing weight?
Mm-hmm.
She had averaged by, I don't know what formula she was using, how much weight I have lost since then. It averages out to something like 1.5 pounds a week.
Right.
And she'd done formulas for the whole, like, summer, and where if I stayed on track, where I would be. And it was just so thoughtful and so motivating that I just thought it was a very nice thing.
That is nice. Cool.
So that's what you're saying. Can I go home and plant my seed?
I mean, you've talked about
father and child.
You've talked about it. You've said that, you know, that the door is not closed.
And I've said, really, there is a much better chance that I would be a father without being married.
But don't get the double-wide stroller.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Buzz doesn't like strollers, but I swear it was Dr. Freud, you can tell me what this means. You were dressed.
It's weird that you dreamt last night.
You were dressed like you were. You had like a golf shirt on. Mm-hmm. Like you're always dressed.
And that's all.
And I had a dream that was so off the wall,
and
it was out of my mind.
She was wearing like an Easter bonnet.
Right.
And was pushing this thing with these.
You really had that dream. Wow.
A side-by-side double stroller.
I'm making this up.
No, I know you're not making it up.
No, side-by-side.
Okay, not one in front of the other.
See, step back. You know. Just step the frig back.
Mm-hmm.
Get us moved to Rockville. That's your job.
That is it. That is the prime directive.
That's your job right now. Not writing jokes. Just get us to Rockville.
Done.
Now.
I have dreams, but I don't remember them. And you remember. You used to remember when you would dream, you used to remember them, right?
Pretty vividly. And I've not dreamt since Frida died, but now I've started to dream again because I think I'm in a better place. And this dream was. It was you like you are, mm-hmm. her like she is. She had like an Easter bonnet on, and she was pushing the thing with the two kids. And I remember going, "Hey, there they are." And you said, "Hey, Charlie," which is what you called
right,
me. Really,
right,
said,
exactly.
"Hey, Charlie, what's happening? Here are the girls." And that's all I remember. And then I woke up, but it was 4:15, and I had to pee.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But I remembered it so vividly that I wrote it down.
I should have done that.
I keep a notepad by my bed if I get a really good one, you know, that I think is going to mean something later.
Right.
Write it down. Yeah. Mike, I rarely dreamt you and Carla had two kids. More girls.
And mine was off the wall. My dream should have been your dream and yours should have been mine.
Hmm. What was your dream?
I dreamed about that old owner of the... Is it the Pittsburgh Steelers? Is it Art Rooney?
Art Rooney?
The guy with the cigar.
The old dead guy?
Yes.
Wow.
And I was up at his mansion.
Came to you in a dream.
I swear to God, we were talking about
this. Were you planting your seed with him?
I don't know. I don't know why I was there. But he was like going, "You're a good guy," with his big cigar and stuff like that. And it's just like, and I want you to meet some player that had come into the league.
Mike, this is Franco Harris.
I don't know what it was.
And standing next to him is Kurt Russell. This is Andy Rooney. This is the late Andy Rooney.
Was Art Rooney?
I'm just Andy instrumental. From 60 Minutes. I'm
right.
Sorry.
Was he like a trailblazer in the NFL for like allowing certain players to come in or something like that?
All I know about him is that team sucked ass forever, and he never moved it out of Pittsburgh until they finally started winning back with like a Steel Curtain.
I have no idea.
Defense.
I have no idea why that entered my brain. I don't know where it is. I don't know where it was floating around.
I don't know. I just know tonight you should probably, you know, go home or stop on the way home, get yourself a Roethlisberger jersey, you know, so you tie everything together.
Yeah.
Go home and plant your seed tonight.
Two more girls, huh?
Go plant your seed. Tell her, listen, here's how I see it. A pound and a half a week, I lose. Pound and a half a week, you gain.
We'll discuss it. We'll get right on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought, not a sermon.
Not a sermon at all.
Not a sermon. Oh, boy. This might be a record. No, we've gone later than this before.
I got ramped up. I apologize.
That's okay.
Gary, the topic excited me.
Me too. I like talking about
it. It got me really going.
Too. Yeah. Kurt Russell. Who doesn't want to be Kurt Russell now?
Right.
Oh, boy. Can you imagine that? Plus, yeah, he's not a bad-looking guy.
How long have they been together?
25 years.
25 years.
Yes.
Why do you laugh at that?
Because you'd asked that before.
I just think they're a model.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. They've been happy
all
that
time.
They're a model because he gets to go out and bang models.
I don't think they go through the same crap other people
That's probably true.
That's because she believes his stuff about you got to go plant your seed.
Plus, they're both rich and famous, and that helps.
Yeah, that does help.
Yeah, although, again, how
sweet. And talented.
How sweet for him. How sweet for him, though.
I don't think he's alone. I think
her money, he's a movie star in his own right, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably got some money, but he doesn't have Goldie Hawn money.
No.
He's got to go home and look at that cottage cheesy butt and say, "Hell, I love you, Goldie."
Not hey, that butt looks pretty good for what is she, 60?
60. No, I agree.
60.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But you know he's leaving.
He's 55.
He's leaving. And he's saying, "Well, let me go see what's happening. Let me see what's happening down at Venice Beach."
Honey, I'm sorry about that. I'll be shooting Poseidon.
Is that what you call it now?
No, he's in Poseidon with Richard Dreyfuss.
I know.
And you know what?
I'm going to see that based on the guys that are in it.
No. I almost did not recognize Richard Dreyfuss with the amount of weight he has lost. Mr. Holland's anus.
look what ass writes for me now.
What?
This is what he wants me to say.
What?
How long have they been together?
All right. We'll come back. We'll start the show.
Very good.
Okay, after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, before the laughing place. Just to clear up, we had a little behind-the-scenes discussion about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
Some people around the station seem to think that everybody's moving.
Oh.
No. You all have to stay here.
We're not taking you with us.
No, you understand? And we're also not moving. A lot of people think that we're just moving to either the corporate offices or we're moving to WARW, which is another station the company owns.
In the house.
No. It's our own building.
They're quarantining us.
And you know the best part of it, besides the fact that we'll be in a different location, we'll have new equipment, finally be able to stop bitching about this stuff, mm-hmm. although we'll find other stuff to bitch about, yeah. and we'll be able to meet more people and do more stuff on the street. No Gillespie.
Yeah.
No Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
No salespeople. You know the people that we'll be able to have on the air? There's a chiropractor next door. There's a restaurant on the other side.
Yeah.
Really?
We're going to hang out with a wireless microphone sitting in the restaurant.
The possibilities really are unlimited.
Oh. Yeah, and we're on a real main drag.
A lot of people were coming up to me and saying, hey, this is so exciting, we're moving. You know, and I said, no. You're not moving.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving. Uh-huh. They said, well, are all the disc jockeys moving? I said, no. We're moving.
There's only room for one show over there.
Are you still going to be on this station? Yes. Yes, we'll be on WJFK here in D.C. every day like we've always been. We just will be doing the show from somewhere else.
Come in on the network.
And why are we talking about this? To hopefully get this moving quicker.
Right.
Faster.
Sometimes that doesn't work.
Done yesterday. I mean, we got a date. We've got a date that we think it should be done by. let's face it. They've lied to us for years about redoing this piece of crap, this gulag, this rat hotel that we work in now.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, they were going to totally redo this studio and have it done, I think we get 2 weeks off around the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So they were going to do it over that time. But right. We come back after the 4th of July, mm-hmm. supposed to be a brand new studio here. Simple. Put that stuff in the new place.
Right.
Because really, we were going to get dicked around anyway, having this studio, and I use the Austin Power quotes, you know, rebuilt like magma.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Rebuilt with other people's crap.
Right.
You know, God damn it, we've worked here long enough. Give us some stuff that works.
That's all we want.
This little machine right here, this one right here that says...
Pretty good.
Right.
Pretty good.
Pretty good machine.
It says like this.
Thank you. And
you know what? We have one of them. I could use 10 of them, but I'll settle for 5.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Settle for 5, and the new studio will be set up with 5 of them.
A wonderfully peaceful environment to do this show.
I like it.
In peace.
Away from everybody. Totally isolate ourselves.
Yeah, and I believe that the people that are here feel the same way. We'll be, once they realize we're going, goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, farewell.
Life goes on.
Outside of a few people. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
No. There will be no more of that talk later when we come back from vacation, where they say, gosh, the place just isn't the same without you.
Right.
You know why? Because this is really what it's like. It's like Mike and I are getting paroled.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else just got the life sentence here.
We're moving to a halfway house.
The governor wrote
it on a Mike house.
And it's H-A-U-S with the umlaut.
That's how we're going to put on a Mike house.
Uh-huh. So anyway, that's the update there. Hey, Joe, the good news?
Yes?
You're coming with us.
Yeehaw!
Yay. You're coming with us.
And Joe,
yeah,
we're going to build a deck.
Yes.
For shooting bottle rocket.
Yep.
And you know what we say about Joe?
I was coming now. It's the guy's retarded.
Right. Does this mean we'll start our social drinking shows, Buzz?
Yes, anytime now.
Okay, not the ones where we actually get drunk, just, 5 o'clock, let's have a beer.
You know what? Anything.
It's coming now, it's the guy's retarded.
Anything goes.
Right, it's our building.
Yeah. A little toddy. Something I should have done a long time ago.
Just a cocktail.
Just like George Gobel.
We just got asked the chiropractor.
Right.
Hey.
And that schmoozing has to begin post-taste.
But I'm telling you.
That schmoozy, we have to become best friends. And maybe free adjustments.
Mm-hmm. We will. Absolutely. And who knows? Maybe he's the kind of chiropractor that's got that special room. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, happy ending time.
That's right.
Yeah, like so many chiropractors do that. You know, they crack your neck and then.
Okay, it's time to really start the show.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sake, it's 4:30 on the East Coast. It could happen tomorrow, Sacramento. That means 1:30. It could happen tomorrow.
Yeah, that was a
possible. all the tapes of what could happen tomorrow. Well, give it a second.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5, noon and 4. Please check your local listings. Like in Sacramento, where it's 133.
Sacramento. It's California's state capital and home to over 400,000 people. It's the economic and cultural hub of an entire region. But this beautiful state capital has one major problem. It sits on a massive floodplain, California's Central Valley.
The Don and Mike Show.
One more. One more for the big sack.
But it could happen tomorrow.
Hello!
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi to you.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. Today it's Be Idle. And Moni. Cover the door.
Retarded.
How is
your machete?
Winner. I have no comeback.
And good night. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Full Grown Pickler and all the ships at sea. Choosy moms choose Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Choosy. Thank you, Robbie. And don't forget, everybody. Like if you're in the clubs. At this point, you got.
Get laid!
Get out! You ever been in a club that do that?
Get laid! Get out!
That's right.
Get laid!
Get out! These men have got to spread their seed.
That's right.
According to Kurt Russell. Don and Mike Show, everybody, and it's a new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday!
0425-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Howdy, Buzz. Here are your phone numbers, everybody. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. If you're listening in Washington on WJFK, you can call 202-432-1067. We're on iTunes. Got an iPod. Go to iTunes. Go to Talk Radio. We're right there. About 100 episodes are ready for you to download. And if you go to our website, DonAndMikeWebsite.com, click on Listen Live, and you will get our internet stream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now that does not look healthy. That looks seriously like... Is that oatmeal? Or
Mike,
seeds?
What it is God knows we've talked enough about the Opie and Anthony thing. When they were cleaning out Robin Quiver's studio, apparently there's a mop.
Some of the cushions left over also.
Yeah, someone was mopping, and it got into our internet stream, so it's cream of quivers.
That is not attractive at all.
So don't drink it.
Somebody cooking bacon? Wow.
I smell copper.
That is not good.
So that's the internet stream. Don't drink it.
No.
Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Ah, there you go.
Hazmat suit.
And if you need to email us anytime during the show... And we do read your emails, like, really, we got about 100 emails about that thing we talked about with the Inside Radio stuff.
Right.
You can email us anytime at donandmikewebsite.com.
Right.
And our man Yanni, our webmaster, Johnny, who's been in the background, if he gets anything that's halfway decent, brings it right in. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I just want to thank you guys for waiting until 4:30 to start the show.
Does that fit your schedule better? So it was convenient for you, sir?
I got in the car at 4:30, and all of a sudden the show was just starting.
There you go.
Didn't miss a thing.
Good for you. Thank you, my friend.
We got a little carried away today.
Goodbye. to you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Got the body count for 24 last night.
Okay. Got to be a lot. How many?
And special kudos to Rob A. if he's there.
Or kudos.
Did you say kudos?
Kudos to Rob A.
That would be like Cato Kalin.
I saw Cato Kalin. Cato Kalin was on some Girls Gone Wild.
Good booking.
Wow.
But it wasn't like I didn't pay for it. It was like a promo or something where he was Girls Gone Wild Cato.
All right. How many on 24 last night?
We got three confirmed. The guys that came off the helicopter.
Right.
And the probable is the Secretary of Defense.
Listen, and I think with that, we've got to really let that one play out.
That could go either way.
Because there's a chance, Jack, that he might actually be fine. And so don't make me dead before I'm dead, Jack. There's a laser.
I mean,
there's a laser trained on me.
When he was
They're
doing
going
that...
to shoot me from the helicopter, Jack.
When he was doing that last night?
Tell Audrey I love her.
I swear to God, all I could think about was you doing that.
Jack, I'm going to drive my car off the cliff. As soon as I do, make sure you bring that bastard back to GTU.
Good 24 last night. So much happened.
Rob A. was right about the vice president. Remember in the show when the vice president supposedly hung himself?
Not the vice president, but the chief of staff.
Right. Yeah, and the president confirmed that indeed he was
murdered.
Taken care of.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Rob A. was correct.
That's because President Logan is a criminal.
Goodbye.
Bye!
Kato's to Rob.
Let's keep those, Kato's to Rob on the DL.
Mm-hmm.
But how great is they finally caught RoboCop.
Yeah, but RoboCop, being the smart guy that he is, handed the tape to somebody.
Alive. But they finally got him, though.
Yes.
Yeah. They finally got him.
So you think.
He's slippery.
Might I point out to you, Don, that other people have escaped from CTU, including the very womanly Chloe O'Brien.
Mm. Yeah. Chloe. Yeah, now, there's a real good, not who would you do, come up with somebody who's comparable to Chloe O'Brien.
Who would you do, the first lady or Chloe O'Brien?
Oh, on 24? I'd do Jean Smart. Do you know why? TF, baby.
Yeah.
I'm all about the TF.
I think the T's might still look good, but she is long in the tooth.
Mm-hmm. Sloppy, but they make her look sloppy.
How about Garofalo versus Chloe?
Ooh, Garofalo. And I just watched her on The West Wing,
too. I have to see her again.
She got, Garofalo got like Groucho Marx eyebrows now.
Hmm.
Really, she got fish eyebrows.
I've always had that potential.
Is
she sloppy again?
She
cleaned up a little bit when she was doing
She's on the West Wing, so she's kind of at least scrubbed. I would still do Janine Garofalo over Chloe O'Brien. What about the rest of you, Kat?
Oh, that is so hard for me.
I'd have to see Janine, but I'm going to say Chloe.
That is so, so hard.
I think Chloe probably has more problem with odor.
Oh. Well, she always looks like she's sweating on that show.
Right.
You say problem.
Ah! Okay. Oh, ew. Okay. Janine Garofalo. Just based on that comment.
Yeah.
You can have her all to yourself.
Thank you.
I think Janine, because we saw Chloe cleaned up in yesterday's USA Today. Not that great.
Not good. Here she is now. I think she looks lovely in this picture.
Is that Chloe O'Brien?
That's her. Mary.
Wow.
You know what? I'm switching.
Hold on. You know what that is? Yeah. That's called airbrushing because that made her look just like Kira Sedgwick.
Yeah, but I'm switching, though. That picture's that good.
She has the attitude.
Any photograph where Garofalo could look that good.
No, because they don't airbrush her. Hold on, Buster.
Is she lying back on a picture, on a pillow?
You know what?
Yes, she is.
I swear to God, I thought he was looking at a picture of Kira Sedgwick.
No, that's Chloe.
But what's cool, you know what, really, because she makes that stupid Chloe look during 24 episodes.
Brown.
That looks like she's just relaxed maybe and being herself.
You can have her. I'll take Garofalo.
I'll take her. I've changed that picture.
Take Garofalo.
You stay away from her, Mike.
Don't forget. Don't forget, she's got the stinky. Not that Garofalo is not stinky.
Garofalo wrote the book.
How about this?
She wrote the novel on stinky.
Here's a new game. Who's stinkiest?
Okay.
Rather than who would you do, who's stinkiest? Robbie, come up with a good one for us on who's stinkiest. Or even people calling in can. Hello,
who's
Don.
Who's stinkier?
Don and Mike Show. Yes, thank you.
Who's stinkier?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
What's going to happen next year at the ice cream social if you guys aren't around?
I love it when a listener gives us more reasons to know we're making the right move.
Thank you, friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Howdy. Howdy.
Hey, I wanted to tell you something about, you were talking about the top words not to say on the radio.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was flipping around waiting for 24 to come on, and there was a WB show on where it was the guy's son's birthday, and they were all discussing about the N-word and why black people can say it and why white people can't say it.
Yes.
So I don't know what your thoughts about that were, because they seem to go towards the, it's okay for black people to say it, but
we've had that,
can't say it at all.
We've had that discussion. Oh, Buzz, you know what? Screw off, Buzz.
I'm sorry. What's
you
doing?
It's the only picture I can find of Janine Garofalo.
He found the most unattractive possible photo of her.
IMDb. It's all I have.
With her hair, hold on, honey, with her hair dyed platinum blonde.
Is there a way we can put this up on the website now, these two side by side?
Yeah, you just want to make me look like a jackass?
Not really. What? No, here's what I suggest. If he's doing this and he likes to find a good picture of Janine Garofalo.
Find a picture.
I'll try.
Oh, God. Okay, Kurt Russell.
She looks different now, Janine Garofalo. What is the deal with her eyebrows, with the unibrow? You're absolutely right.
I told you.
Jeez.
But at least on the West Wing, she's got dark hair.
Wow.
Let's keep her with dark hair.
Okay.
Then we can certainly put that up on our webpage today.
That's scary.
Hey, is Rob's public service announcement on our webpage today?
I'll go on. I think we tried to put it up yesterday. It should be there.
Yeah. Hey, would you click on the intro net?
Yeah.
See if it's there. Anyway, are you still there, honey? Hello.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hi.
All right, now, we had that discussion about bad words.
I just thought it was like, okay, well, this is like done to death. So they're still having shows.
We've had the discussion about the N-bomb.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Even when I had some brothers at my house, I mentioned this. Real nice guys who were installing stereo stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they said to me at the end, you know, hey, my N-word, you know. And mm-hmm. I didn't say it back because I didn't feel comfortable.
And didn't he say to you, it's okay if I'm telling you can say it back?
Yeah.
But it's the same token. You can't actually say that to him in a group of people. You can only say that to him individually.
And even
and it's
then,
only if he gives you the blessing, and even then it's a little shaky.
Yeah. It's still dicey.
Yeah.
Still dicey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a word that's considered obscene. I know that it depends, whatever your local standards are, with the people you work for. But, you know, let's talk about the word that really shouldn't be on that list. That's, you know, C.
Can I say something else?
Sure.
I would actually rather be called the C word than the P word.
Then do you say the B word?
The P, P as in Paul.
And the P word.
P-U-S-S.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would call you that?
That's not...
Do you have a problem down there? I mean...
No.
And that's, if you're being derogatory, that's what you call a guy.
Yeah, I've never heard a woman called that.
Well, where are you on bitch versus the C word?
That's okay.
Oh. So you'd...
I actually call women the C word myself. I use the word.
Okay. I'm going to give that around. Right. Yeah.
Bye. Good
for you, man.
Bye, CP. on our website, right below that thing with our picture. Okay, Buzz?
There's a fairer picture, I think, of Janine Garofalo.
Put that one up on our website.
It looks more attractive.
Who would you do?
All right,
Janine Garofalo or that fixed-up airbrushed picture you have of Chloe O'Brien?
How old
O'Brien?
Is that picture of Janine Garofalo, though?
I don't know.
You know. I mean, I hate to be that way.
The Chloe O'Brien thing, come on, Mike, it's got to be airbrushed.
It's an amazing photograph of Chloe O'Brien.
You're looking at
it's a transforming photograph of Chloe O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
Put him on the web. Just put him on the web. Oh, and hold on, here's a stinkier. Someone has emailed us a stinkier.
Buzz, if you could email those pictures to John,
they'll
go right up on the web.
Absolutely. Who's stinkier, Mike? Bonnie Raitt or Reba McEntire that comes from our email?
Oh, boy. Oh, brilliant.
It's an easy one.
Yeah, it's a first. Oh, it's not easy for me.
Bonnie Raitt.
You think?
Reba's on TV.
Reba cleaner, I think.
Yes, much cleaner.
Mm-hmm. I gotta agree. Mm-hmm. Bonnie Raitt. I'm not gonna make a Reba.
I like Bonnie, but on this topic, you know.
On our webpage, if you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, when you click past the thing with our picture and everything, there's a poster from Rob's group.
My group.
I got one. I got a good one, and it just got me thinking.
And it's a woman who's laying on the floor, and it says, "Punch her in the face to prove you're right."
What is that from? What is that?
That's from Rob's Knights of Columbus.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Somebody emailed it to us.
Courtney Love or Alanis Morissette?
Courtney Love.
Stinkier? Courtney Love.
Courtney Love. I got one for you.
All right.
Courtney Love or Mandisa?
Oh.
Mandingo from American Idol. Big fat chick, Buzz.
I'm going to say Courtney Love.
I'm going to go Mandingo on that one.
I don't know Mandingo.
Mandisa.
Sorry.
It's the same kind of rules, you know. He says it, it's less painful.
I didn't know like the real name.
You're almost like a listener there, Buzz.
I didn't know the real name.
Not in my show.
I don't watch The Idol.
Hey, Radio Gods, how you guys doing?
You ever watch Blazing Saddles?
Yes.
Hello.
Hey. No. Corey out of Vegas.
Actually, no, I think
I've seen Mandingo.
God. Yeah, okay, thank you. That's what I think.
It was a drive-in movie, a blaxploitation movie from the 1960s or 70s.
With James Mason, I can't go bowling with you.
Norton.
Norton.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods, when or Busto to you? I got one. You guys kind of stole my thunder. Courtney Love, Garofalo. Who do you do?
Okay.
Who's pinkier?
No.
Let's move to another area, sir. We've already covered the stinginess of both of those chicks. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, is this thing even turned on? There we go. I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I have a who stinkier?
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell or Roseanne Barr?
Mm. Rosie O'Donnell.
Easy. I mean, it was a bit of a thought. I mean, you had to think about it. It wasn't a bad comparison, but a pretty easy answer.
Brand new game. Who's stinkier?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Love the show, guys.
Thanks.
Who's stinkier, Bai Ling or Whoopi Goldberg?
Wow. That's a tough one.
I think Whoopi's gotten sloppy lately.
Is it a hot day? I mean, are we in air conditioning or are we in a cab or something?
Don't think it matters. I think Whoopi's gotten sloppy lately.
Mike, I agree. It's Whoopi Goldberg.
We're in
Goldberg.
Las Vegas on the Strip.
Okay, Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi.
At Red Lobster.
Mm. Bye!
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The Radio Gods.
Hi there.
How about Roseanne Barr?
No. Not allowed to repeat.
I meant to give you that one.
And Roseanne, is she back to calling herself Roseanne Barr?
She is. Yes, yeah. She is. How about Sally Struthers or Joy Behar from The View?
Struthers.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
it has to be.
How about, okay.
You know, and kudos to you because great minds do think of like, I had The View on my mind. I was going to go right down the line.
Let's just go. Let's lay them all out right now. It's one for five. Who's the stinkiest on The View? Meredith Vieira, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Star Jones,
Joy Behar,
or Barbara Walters.
I got a wild card for you.
I think you and I are probably... Are you thinking mothballs like I am?
No, I'm thinking Meredith Vieira.
Oh.
No way.
Never.
No way.
Yep.
No way. Hers is probably prettier...
Fresher,
and
really.
And better than even the young one.
Well, I see. I've stumbled onto something.
Than Hasselbeck.
Yeah. I think Hasselbeck is I think, the prettiest of all.
No, I don't think so.
Mm. But if you're talking mothballs, perhaps we all have to go with Walters.
If it's smell, pure stink, I'll go with Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters. Mm. I'm going to go still with Vieira. I think she's... I think it's a long-term problem.
Rob, that's a good one. Ann Curry or Lily Munster.
Curry.
Yeah. Winner. It's Curry. That's what it smells like. Curry. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, who's stinkier, Leah Remini or Kevin James?
It really should be girl on girl, but if you must know, I'm guessing Leah.
Leah.
Mm-hmm. Leah.
Mm-hmm. Well, then how about Beth Ann if we go with girls?
Beth Ann against who? And it can't be someone that's
already... Versus Leah Remini. That would be my wife.
No, repeating aloud. I know we're formulating the rules as we play.
Hello, Donna Meisher. Let me just say, BA's still out there.
Yes.
BA is in play. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How about Jackie Stallone and Joan Rivers?
I'm giving that a round of applause. Might be the best old person
that
ever
might
had.
Be a dead heat. That might be like walking into the city morgue one night.
I think I got to go with J.S.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I go with JR.
Appreciate it, Don. Thanks for saying I'm not stinky.
Oh, I'm stinky. Oh.
You bird brain.
Oh, Melissa, smell me.
Take a look at this.
Oh. I've
been sitting out in the hot sun.
Oh.
Poolside.
Stinky. We could seriously do this for 4 hours, and we probably will. Let's do
bet
this.
Bet your behind you could.
We'll come right back.
Oh, boy. I'm just inundated with my own odor.
Try one more. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a good one for them. Madonna or Cher?
Who or who?
Madonna or Cher?
Or Cher.
Probably Cher.
Yeah.
Oh, Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna.
And Madonna's living in England now.
That's true.
On a horse farm. Like on a big castle. Okay. On a big, like, you know, riding horses all the
time. I'd still say Cher. Good just because, you know, like bald tires. You know what I mean? A lot of mileage, too,
and, you know, a lot of goings-on, but I still think Madonna.
A lot of people.
Hey, Madonna's no slouch in the goings-on department.
Yeah, but Sonny was there. Well, you've still got the smell of Bono.
God rest his soul. Wonderful argument you make there.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Smell of
bye.
Smell of what?
Almond.
Greg Almond.
Oh.
That just doesn't
and Sambora.
No. Oh.
That's a stink.
Mm-hmm.
We got a break. We'll be right back, you idiot.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi.
I'm coming now. It's the guy's retarded.
Yeah, there he is.
More than six, but less than 12. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
You are my king. Let me see. We'll take some phone calls here. Something about Tom Hanks, the Da Vinci Code,
and his hair.
Yeah, which he still is wearing now.
Yeah.
I think
if something looks good, why change it?
How long ago did they rap on that movie, the Da Vinci Code?
Back in the wintertime.
Months
right.
ago.
So, I think the ad that I saw had Ron Howard.
His hair looks good, too.
Yeah. Who incidentally is way into that director thing. I mean, I know he wears the baseball cap because he's bald.
Sure.
But the picture was them on location.
They have the director uniforms, don't they?
Yes. Right. He's got, like, the hoodie on.
Yeah, the sweat hood.
And underneath the hoodie, he's got the hoodie on underneath the full-length, like, London Fog jacket. And he's also got the headphones on.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, 8 cell phones attached to him, and he's barking out orders left and right.
He's the director.
And then Hanks is standing there looking equally movie star-ish, wearing his beautiful cashmere jacket or whatever the frig it is that he's wearing.
His Da Vinci Code uniform.
So, here's the quote from Tom Hanks. Oh, listen, I'm ready for more Who's Stinkier. You know, didn't want to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to keep calling with
them. I enjoy it.
As long as they're good.
Right.
And remember, we never really got one to go with Beth Ann.
Billie Jean King or Martina Navratilova?
BJK.
Yeah.
Martina Navratilova.
Really?
Sure.
No way.
Sweaty.
No way. Billie Jean King.
Sweaty.
More use.
Shitty.
Here's what Tom Hanks said. This is what, you know, Tom Hanks is one of these guys, should be happy. He was in Bosom Buddies.
Right.
He somehow has become like the Jimmy Stewart of our generation.
Right.
But really.
He's gotten some great roles.
All right, not fair, Rob.
You don't think?
Although it's a good one.
You don't think that's fair?
Beth Ann McBride, or as she is today, Linda Ronstadt.
Ronstadt.
Yes, clearly.
Buzz?
Ronstadt.
I guess I'm the only guy with balls.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Ronstadt. I kid. Uh-huh.
We'll check that out at the used book fair remote.
Where she'll be.
You know, I don't know about that.
In the triangle.
You know, that might be a draw.
Whose triangle? Who's got the worst triangle?
That might be a draw. Here's what Tom Hanks says. Mm-hmm. So he's doing this movie, The Da Vinci Code.
Right. Does he still believe in his own press?
Oh, my God. Listen to this.
Okay.
I think the movie will end up helping churches do their job. I think I'm doing the work of God. For instance, if a church puts up a sign, and this is a direct quote from Hanks.
What is wrong with him?
If a church puts up a sign that says, this Wednesday we're discussing the gospel, 12 people show up. But if the sign says, this Wednesday we're discussing the Da Vinci Code, 8,000 people show up. Okay.
Oh, God.
Hey,
you know, get your ego, put it in your pocket.
Eat me.
God, when did he just... This happened... it happened when Spielberg dubbed him the man.
Right,
I think it really happened during Saving Private Ryan.
I disagree. I think it was Castaway. Mm. I think Castaway is where he changed. Now, Philadelphia,
That was Zemeckis, right? The director of Castaway?
Yeah, but he became...
Robert Zemeckis? Is it Robert Zemeckis?
Right. Or did he become Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the one where he really became where his ass didn't stink?
It's half that and half Castaway, because remember... No, I'm sorry, half Forrest Gump, half Philadelphia. That's when he won back-to-back Best Actor.
Yes, right. That's when he won back-to-back Oscars,
that'll
right?
Do it.
And that's when he became also, shortly after that, a World War II hero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last night, how much was that pay-per-view, Robbie, we didn't buy?
Just under $10.
They had a seance for John Lennon last night.
Oh, really?
How'd that go?
We have the sound. Here it is. Not one of our gags. Right. The real sound.
Do you believe that crap?
What the hell is that?
He said peace.
Peace. The message is peace.
With John Lennon from the dead.
And here's how they did it, because I read the recap this morning. They had a special tape recorder that could tape that stuff. And they said, wait a second, I think it's getting something.
Yeah, you know, this is, incidentally is the same philosophy as if you've ever seen the awful movie with Michael Keaton, White Noise.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where apparently if you just really, if you wish it bad enough,
mm-hmm.
somebody dead will talk to you on a piece of antiquated electrical equipment.
True.
Hi, John. Don.
Here's it again. John Lennon, the legend. So how many people did they get to pay $10 to watch that?
Over a million people.
Oh, my God. It was the John Lennon seance?
And what he did is he said, wait a second, something's happening to the tape recorder. They rewound it, and magically, through the magic of filters, there it was.
Peace.
They also complained when they went to, a restaurant in New York called La Fortuna that he used to go to, that George Harrison was there, too.
Didn't they go to the Dakota Fanning as well?
They were at the Dakota. They also went to one of the clubs they used to play in Liverpool.
So what, they go around different places having seances?
Yep. Yeah.
It was last night. Oh, and hold on. You got the tape from Primetime?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay. This is great.
One more thing that you got to hear, and then we'll get to your calls. Primetime, let me backtrack a little bit. NBC's back to doing the kid-touching thing again on Dateline. And this
Which
time,
is good for them.
They're working with the cops now.
Good.
Okay.
So they arrest the guys as opposed to just letting them run away on TV.
Right. And I think we've already mentioned that could be a regular weekly series.
Sure.
As far as we're concerned. The sting where you get kid-touchers.
Fantastic.
You know, you show up in the kitchen and go, hi, I'm Joe Blow from NBC.
Hey, what are you doing here with your pants off?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now the cops in New York are looking at last Friday night's ABC Primetime.
Good.
With Diane Sawyer. They had hidden cameras that a family knew about.
I remember seeing the promo for this.
And I'm sure you saw the promo. It had, like, the parents screaming. It was a stepfather. And,
right. And wouldn't he roughing up a stepdaughter or something like that?
Anyway, the cameras caught him pretty badly beating up this kid. Ooh. And the cops, ABC ran this on Friday night. And the cops called them and said, when did you tape the story? And they said, oh, weeks ago. And the cops said, well, why didn't you call us after you found on tape this guy beat? And I have their response for you. First, listen, this is from Primetime.
Oh, crap.
I mean, it's hard to hear.
Yeah, very.
It's harder to watch.
I don't like that at all.
Harder to watch. So, they run this thing.
Yeah.
So the cops call and say, hey, listen, how come you didn't tell us? Here's the response from ABC.
Can't wait.
Well, by the time we reviewed the tape, the girl was no longer in danger. You see, by the time we saw the tape, the dad, had already gone to National Guard training exercises.
Oh, good.
And he's going to Iraq now. And the daughter's moved in with her grandparents. So, really, what can we do?
So, they basically let the guy skate.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Said, well, listen, she's okay now.
Yeah.
And they said, why didn't you tell us then? Oh, we don't know.
Oh, crap.
You know what we should call that tape? Robin Carey.
God.
Anyway, that's the latest.
Oh God, wow. You gotta love those producers.
That is that's the latest. Okay, let's get to some calls. Let's see if anybody's got some good stinkies for us. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi guys.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey Don, first off, you are a hottie.
Well, you need glasses, honey, but I appreciate the Lighthouse for the Blind and right. All they do. God bless you. Just don't dress like Stevie Wonder. Now, what's up?
Hey, I got a comparison for you.
Okay.
Dr. Joyce Brothers or Dr. Laura Schlesinger?
I like that one. Stinkiest.
I like. People are really doing a good job with these.
I'm going to go with Dr. Laura.
I would normally. And she's a radio person, so it would be more fun. But I've got to tell you, just you bring in the mothball argument, Dr. Joyce Brothers. And I don't think there's all the rose perfume in the world.
Dr. Laura,
thank you.
I go with Dr. Laura as well.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Thank you. There's more.
Do you remember that one picture we saw of Dr. Laura that some guy had taken?
Oh, with her gigantic bush?
There it is.
Back in the day.
I guess you do remember.
Sure I do. That's the way all women should look, Mike, in my world.
Hello. Oh, that is awful.
Brillo pad.
Oh, God. Wow.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, I like it. Hey, Rob, shut up. I like it when girls call for this game.
Hey, that show on 2020.
Although, stand by with your translation.
Actual father, not her stepfather. And then the stepmother in the background was actually gesturing like she wanted to hit her, too.
Oh, so it was the actual father?
That was her father,
it was
yeah.
Not the stepfather?
No.
Are you sure? Because I thought when I saw the promo, it was about a stepfather.
I'm pretty positive it was the stepfather as well.
Well, there were two stepfathers. There were two different families. In the first family, it was a step-parent situation. The stepfather not getting along with the kids.
Right.
And the second one, that was the girl's father. And then his new wife had three other little ones.
From the other marriage.
We always appreciate when someone calls in to straighten things out.
Thank you very much.
Bye! Bye!
Thank you for the translation, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
I think she was wrong.
Me too. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who knows? You might be right. Who knows? Either way, you know, you should have done something ABC.
Well, maybe she's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hold on to that, Mike.
Okay.
We got some EDE coming up today.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's not a promise. That's a warning, listeners. EDE coming up. Hello.
It's a classic comedy bit.
Hello there. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys? You guys are awesome.
Great, thanks. What's up?
I got a choice, Katie Kirk or B. Arthur.
You know, really,
that one doesn't count. Two different arenas.
Keep your own private hatred for Katie Couric out of this. Beatrice Arthur can stand on her own. She needs a worthy competitor, and as does Katie Couric.
Right. Did you see the? Have you seen the Letterman with Martin Short?
Mm-hmm. Oh, where he does comes down and does the big production number.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Pretty good.
I enjoyed that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What about Stinky Poon made you think of that, though?
I was thinking about Katie Couric.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that Katie Couric was somebody who doesn't go on the Letterman show. I had no idea. I didn't know for some reason she doesn't go on the show.
Never been on.
Kind of strange.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, buddies.
Hey.
How's it going?
Okay.
How about Johnny Sack's wife and daughter?
Ooh.
Wife or daughter. His wife.
Yeah. Or his daughter.
His wife.
I got to go with Ginny Sack.
Ginny Sack.
Ginny Sack, winner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No
question.
What was
the daughter's name, Alexis or Alexis?
And wasn't Ginny Sack the first one that we saw at Don Giovanni's?
You are correct, sir. And I said the same thing. She had a nice big full plate as she was walking across
the
screen.
It was Sunday brunch.
Sure was.
Hello there. Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello. Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there.
How about B.A. and...
Ooh, boy, good one. Mm.
And daughter.
Let me just think for a moment.
Let's linger on this one.
Let's linger because it's so awkward.
Yeah, it is.
Let's linger because it's so deliciously awkward.
Where's that music?
Where's the thinking music?
Need that thank music, Robbie.
Rob. What do you mean by awkward?
Yeah, Rob, not too awkward.
Well, you know what?
Rob just slipped on a banana peel.
I think he did that on purpose because the thank music is not in the hot stack anymore. Remember that whole argument we had?
Yeah,
so
right.
I think he was trying to show he's belaboring to get the tape. To get the tape that just ran out.
It'll re-cue.
Well, too bad.
It wouldn't have been uncured if it was in the hot stack.
I would go with Lisa.
Same.
So how come they just deleted her name out, too?
But did they really? They deleted her name out?
Yeah, it didn't come across on the radio.
Interesting.
Huh. Ain't that something?
Isn't that something?
How about that? Well, I'll be a horse's ass.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, my friend. Well, I'll leave the people on hold now.
Bye!
The people in the building.
Weirder and weirder, Jack.
Yeah, very interesting.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
don't send me any flowers about that. I'll just return them. Don't send me any flowers to say thanks for mentioning, having a caller mention a name on the show, because I will return those flowers.
Flowers of gratitude.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, what? You know, hey. I think we are going to have a slight conversation with somebody at this company about why that was deleted out of the show. I mean, I think I understand, but I really don't think I understand.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know more about that than I do.
I don't get it, Jack.
I'm curious about that.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm going to
Can you, off the top of your head, think of any reason why that should have been?
Besides the fact, well, yeah, they're pussies here.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
That would be.
But that's it.
Yep.
Nothing other than that.
Nope.
Okay.
You mean like anything I signed?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No way, Jack.
All right.
I don't think so. Hello, Don and Mike show.
The best of my recollection.
I don't know. Mike, you know, here's the thing. You know, you work with someone for years and years, and then they decide to sue you. It's like, how many papers do you have to sign to get out of this thing? I'm not really sure exactly what I signed.
It's a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of documents.
All I know is, you know, no cash out of my pocket. No skin off my nose. I'm still here doing the job. I ain't changing tires. Hello?
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 Hey, guys.
Oh, but that'll be in my book, 10 Great Ways to Ruin a Friendship.
That's the that's a chapter in and of itself, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, there's just one way.
Yeah.
It's a list of 10 ways to ruin a friendship, but really it's just one.
Well, it's one heading with subsets.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
What?
Can you hear me?
Come on!
Bye!
We're talking about stuff that the window lickers out there that hang on every behind-the-scenes word are dying right now for. We're giving them what they want, and all we got from you is, hello?
What? You can't hear me? I got it. I got my finger up to the third knuckle.
Eat my boogers. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how about Nancy Reagan or Barbara Bush?
Okay, I believe the stragglers now coming in.
Hi!
It's the people that weren't quick enough to think of it on their own.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How about Anna Nicole Smith or Kirstie Alley?
Good one.
Okay, now that's better then.
Good one.
Oh, man.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Agreed.
Kirstie Alley.
Just my opinion.
Anna Nicole.
Robbie?
Kirstie.
Okay.
Hi. Thanks, Rob.
Ty goes the runner. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Reno or Madeline Albright.
Reno or who?
Was that Janet Reno?
Yeah, or Madeline Albright.
Now, really good one.
Yeah.
I like it when two calls in a row make up for the previous bad callers.
Mm-hmm. Reno. Heart. Heart and soul. I want to say this. I don't want to give it too much exclamation to say from the bottom of my heart. Mm-hmm. I believe Janet Reno, out of all women, could be a top fiver. I think you could put her up against virtually anybody. I'm talking about your heavyweights.
We had something on the show, I think it was last week, about Madeline Albright. I'm trying to remember
what
it was.
She can leg press 400 pounds.
Right.
Albright.
Stinkier, I would say Janet Reno.
I think Janet Reno is like, like Hall of Fame stinkier.
Yes, and I don't agree with you on that, but in this case, she wins.
And I think Albright, because of that same Dr. Joyce Brothers reason.
Just a little younger.
Mileage.
Just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Your mileage may vary. Hello.
Yo, guys.
Yo.
How you doing?
Okay.
Okay, here comes a bad one.
No, actually, I've been dying. Eli and Vegas here. When was the last time either of you sat behind your drum set and really worked it?
And then I sat and really worked it.
I was wrong. I thought it would be a stupid who's stinkier, and it was actually a relatable.
Hello.
Hey, timely, topical, relatable.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
How about
See, now that they don't delete out.
Yeah, they won't delete that out.
Right.
Right.
I love Don and Mike show.
Up there going, hey, okay.
Even though you've had legal issues with both of those women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Of course, I had issues with the family.
Right.
Not just the woman.
Mm.
Family. Hello. Such as it was at the time. Hello. They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place. The Backstabbers. Great song by the OJs.
That is a good song.
Love it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Britney Spears or Natalie Holloway.
That's not funny.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Britney.
It's funny because there's actually
Britney.
A choice.
Britney, yes, right.
Britney.
Right.
Bye!
Thank
Britney.
You. We all agree. We all agree. Britney. Britney, the girl that's disappeared. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
How about Oprah Winfrey or Star Jones?
Star Jones, no doubt. My opinion.
Too much money. You got to go with Star Jones.
That's
Oprah's just too rich.
Okay, yep. Let's do one point. Too rich.
Rich. And I'm not talking about rich food.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, who's stinkier, Monica Lewinsky or Paula Jones?
Are going back in the day, like doing the political thing. Oh, Monica Lewinsky.
Monica,
please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on,
yeah.
Get out of here.
I mean, Paula had the ugly horse face braces. Come on.
They smelled good. Hello, Donna, Mike show.
I had Oprah and Sarah Silverman.
You know, now Sarah Silverman could deserve an opponent, you know, in her own.
Sarah Silverman or Sandra Bernhardt?
Sandra Bernhardt.
Yeah. Sandra Bernhardt. Maybe that wasn't that good.
Sandra Bernhardt to me is almost, you know, from my heart. I keep saying that word. I feel strongly. Sandra Bernhardt might be in Reno territory for me.
Mm, wow. Yeah,
might be like a cage
I agree
match.
With that. Hall of Fame.
That could be an HOF Hall of Fame cage match. Mm-hmm. Hello, Donna Mike show.
I had a good stinky one.
Okay, last one. Go ahead. I bet you do have a good stinky one.
Okay, hey, Dr. Melfi or Janice?
Oh, the Sopranos?
Lorraine Bracco or Aida for Turturro?
Oh, Janice.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Janice.
Come on, she's a big load.
Janice with a little Rolling Stone tattoo.
Lorraine Bracco, although, you know, I bet she's not.
She's starting to spread out.
What was that?
She's starting to spread out.
Bracco is?
No.
Starting to spread out.
Spread out.
Spread them. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
honey.
But the lovely Janice always winds it up and lets it go.
Okay. Well, that's. Oh, hold on. This is from the email.
Yes.
Oh, this is a good one. Two dead rockers. Janice Joplin.
Yes.
Or Mama Cass.
Janice Joplin.
Yeah.
Slam dunk.
Mama Cass.
Wow, wild card. Ham sandwich wild card.
I'll say Cass also.
Right? Cass.
Yeah.
Gotta be Janice.
Janice.
Okay.
Drinking bourbon and throwing up and lying on her own.
Mama Cass, though.
Big and
also
fat
lying
and sloppy.
On her own. Yeah.
Hard, right.
Hard to clean.
Yeah.
Can't reach.
Trevis.
God, boy, yeah. When you're right, you're right.
Arms cannot reach.
Joplin.
Baby blues.
Vomit.
Cass.
Bobby McGee.
Cass. Yeast. And what's she going to do about it? Right?
Yeah.
You're like, hey.
Not there.
Wipers.
Baking bread down there. Oh!
Okay, when we come back, what is the E2E? Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's a man who's selling Elvis's first house.
It's just us doing E2E.
That's right.
Because we like it so bad.
Of course we do.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. And I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
The Don and Mike Show. Pigs love mud, and you love Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, it's that time. It's a B2E. Let me see. The story is this. The guy on the phone, his name is Stephen Schutt. And he is representing the people who are selling the house that Elvis lived in 1956. Right, Rob?
The house on Audubon Drive.
Wow. On Audubon Drive.
Audubon Drive, Jack.
It's on eBay. And the current bid is $425,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love Elvis. We love everything about Elvis. Let's now welcome.
Here they come.
As their helicopter gets here. E and E. Hey, Jack.
How great thou art.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, ma'am.
Who the freak is running the dump on the station, ma'am?
I don't know, babe. All sorts of crazy goings on.
They're deleting out things they should not delete out, Jack.
I wonder if they could see how sad that makes us. Man. Man, I'm starving to death. How about a fool's loaf?
Oh, peanut butter and burned bacon, Jack.
And a whole loaf of bread. Hollowed out, man.
If only I could have seen how the dumb button would later come to haunt me in my life. I wanted to say something on the radio. But now if I say it, I will draw more attention to it. I have to wait for my opportunity again.
That's right.
Someday it will come, E.
It will.
Fear not, there will be other chances.
It will come via one of you listeners out there.
Yes.
One of you people who knows what I am talking about.
Perhaps if the game is played again sometime, I will send a mind message to this listener who is aware of our dilemma. Try it again sometime. You will not reach the same fate.
It's like the Magic 8 Ball. Please try again.
Try again sometime and have fun with it like we do, because we thought that your stinkiest game was very, very accurate.
I do not like Stinky Pinky.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
It's a hot time in Florida.
Oh, I sure can get sticky, Jack.
Man, I tell you, I've been up all night, sleeping all day.
Hey. You know, German chocolate cake is not always made in Germany. That's true.
That was one thing I remember when I was over there meeting Scylla for the very first time when she was 9. Or 10 or 12.
Either way, Jack, she's developed. I'll tell you something.
I'll make her my bride, Jack.
She looked 12. How was that girl? 9? I said, Jack, she looks 12.
Yeah. Man, she got pregnant in a Polaroid. Mm? Hey!
Who's on this phone?
We're talking with
Steven.
Hey, what's this dude selling my house for, man?
Selling our house, man.
This is our house.
It's half mine, half yours, Jack.
Hey!
Let's welcome now to the Edley phones. Steven Schutz from his website, HonkyTonkHallOfFame.com.
How are y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you doing, my friend?
Fantastic.
Steven, we are gratified that on the eBay that the bids are coming in fast and furious.
You're selling our house.
For my childhood home. Not my childhood home, that'd be Tupelo, Jack.
Oh, is this the house?
Is this the house that I lived in when I was 21?
Is this the house where I said, oh, my Peter?
That's Tupelo, Jack.
This is the house, man. This is the house. When you were 21, absolutely.
Oh, when I said, oh, my Peter, I was a small boy.
Hey, Steven, I got to ask you a question.
I went underneath the skirt, Jack, of a lady that was over at the house.
Cotton panties, Jack.
And then right after that, I said, oh, my Peter, it was something very sexual for a young boy to say.
How long did I live in that house, Steven?
13 months.
Only 13 months.
13 months.
But man, it still qualifies. That's over a year, Jack.
It's a significant 13 months, though.
Did I write any music in that house?
You remember Natalie Wood stayed there.
Natalie Wood? Oh, we were talking about her a minute ago playing a little game.
There's one thing
I didn't like about Natalie Wood.
She had a problem with feminine odor, Jack.
There was odor. That's what I didn't like.
Stinky odor.
You ever take any movies of her?
Man, we can't get there. Are my
two-way mirrors still available in the house, Jack? Well, I like to take motion pictures.
Steven, if you could say one thing about the house, one special factor, one thing that separates the house outside of the fact that I lived in it for 13 months, something good, something special, please tell me what it is.
Beautiful home, still has the Elvis vibe.
Not thick enough.
Are there any biological stains? Is there any proof that I was there?
A lock of hair.
Some stucco, perhaps. Somewhere.
Any hair. Perhaps not a lock of hair. Perhaps an individual hair.
How about all the original fixtures from 1956?
Jack,
game room?
Let me tell you something. People buying my house do not care about my faucets. They care more about what might be inside the faucet, like maybe some of my hair.
Yes, the king of rock and roll. Some DNA, man. Have you done a DNA sweep on the house, Stephen?
No, we've not.
Although, you know, I did not wash when I lived in the house.
Weren't you taking those deodorant pills?
1956. So were you, Jack.
We were taking those. Weren't we? I should always say it like
we.
That. We were taking those deodorant pills.
We were taking deodorant pills, Jack.
Man, how many bedrooms?
Four bedrooms.
What do comparable houses sell for in the area, Jack?
In that area, $400,000 to $500,000.
Oh, it's so funny.
Beautiful neighborhood.
I tell you, so funny on the comedy scene. I enjoy Carrot Top. I only wish that I could be around now to watch that boy. What's happened to that boy?
He's Buffy. He works out like that Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's taking some type of pills. I took pills, but only when the doctor gave me the pills, Jack.
Hey, Steven, that house got any gold records on the wall, man?
If you buy it, there can be.
Is there a pool for shooting flashbulbs?
There is a fantastic pool.
Is there a backyard where I can keep my animals?
Absolutely. In fact, you should remember that Elvis had a monkey at that house.
Scattered. I had my brother and I, we had a monkey named Scatter.
Unfortunately, due to some neglect, Scatter froze to death, clutching a pole outside.
Chain-link fence, Jack.
Chain-link fence, sorry.
It's a fact, Jack. It's a fact.
How great thou art!
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Hey, Steven, you a big Elvis Presley fan?
Absolutely. Yes, saw him four times in concert.
Four times.
You mean you saw me and my brother four times?
We were on that stage. Did you see us at different stages of the career, or did you see us at the bitter end?
In the 70s.
In the 70s. That would have been the bitter end, man.
Right now, we are being our favorite Elvis, the purple-bloated Elvis.
Sitting on
the very end. I am constipated, Jack.
And I am sitting on my bed right now. I have a bed laid out right here. I'm eating a bowl of mashed potatoes and peas with my hands.
Tell me something. Where's this house again? What city is this in?
Memphis, Jack.
Memphis, Jack.
Is this the house I lived in right before? Is this the house we lived in right before we bought Graceland?
Before you traded it for Graceland.
We traded it for Graceland.
Have traded it for Graceland.
It was dumb of us to do that, Jack.
No, it was a good move, man. Graceland's a mansion, Jack.
Yeah, but we traded it, Jack.
Why'd we trade it?
Why were we thinking?
Was that a good deal for us, Steven?
Fantastic deal. So many fans were...
Why were all of our movies so sucky? Why did we always end up on a bad chroma screen, a chromo color thing where I was supposed to be, my brother and I, we were supposed to be water skiing, and you could tell it was done in a fake studio somewhere, Jack.
Every movie, just one right after the other, just like the same. Sameness. Killing us with sameness, Jack.
Why is it? Why were our movies so bad?
Tell us why.
Are you asking me?
Yes, Steven. Because we would assume you're a fan.
I am a huge fan.
Why were our movies so bad, Jack?
What do you need to know about the house today?
Hey, Jack, here's another thing for you.
You taking a tone with this man?
Don't take a tone with me, goddammit.
I'm Elvis Presley.
I'll rip your tongue out by the roots!
And you guys got a hold of a lot of bootleg, haven't you?
A lot of bootleg what, Jack? Bootleg Elvis?
A bootleg Elvis.
That's right, man. They're really... You're talking to Elvis.
In the garden, lovely garden.
My brother Elvis. I want to tell you something. If we were alive, Jack... We'd have our lawyers up your ass so fast your head would spin.
Hey, what would be the current value of Graceland? You know that
you're selling our house, you bastard. You're selling our memories.
I'm still fascinated by that. We're not here to make deals. We're here to make memories. I have a question for you. What would be the current value of Graceland?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, dear.
Hello?
He? My brother?
Yes, he.
We have driven him away.
That is impossible.
He hung up on us, man.
That is so impossible.
I'm not sure.
It was our lovable E2E shtick.
Yeah. Maybe perhaps he was scared when you said you would pull his tongue out by the roots.
I was simply referencing the tape, which he knew about.
I don't know, man.
Call him back, Rob, and ask him what his
problem was.
You
think he simply wants to promote this house.
Ask him how it went.
God damn it.
Ask him how it went, man. Trying to sell this house, we're drawing attention to it on eBay.
That's right.
The thousands of dollars worth of valuable promotional material.
Maybe the last time he'll ever get to do this.
Hey.
On a radio show of this stature.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Since my baby left me.
I think Natalie Wood was very stinky.
Perhaps the smell of Natalie is still in the house.
I tell you who was not stinky was my mama.
Right.
My mama, and her name was, what was her name?
What do you mean my mama?
Gladys.
Why are you saying my mama? Now you're making me mad.
Our mama.
Our mama was great. Why did our movies stink?
Which stunk worse? Our movies or our mamo? Our mamo had a problem with feminine odor.
Really?
That's why I always had a problem. Why we always had a problem later.
Yes, of course. But our father, Vernon, never smelled like anything but Old Spice.
But
Old Spice, Jack.
Hey, Vern. It's me, your sonny, and your other sonny.
Oh, sad when we were up on that stage, E, in the mid-1970s, struggling for air. All the drugs in the world could not help us get a decent breath of air.
Right.
We were so purple, we could have been playing for the Minnesota Vikings and never put a helmet on, Jack.
It seems that our producer is having difficulty reaching this man who is selling our house.
Huh.
Our house that we lived in for 13 months.
God damn it, Jack. He's selling our memories.
Yeah.
Our memories.
We're not here We're not here to make fun. We're here to make memories.
All he has offered us, and you the consumer, is fixtures and a bribe, Jack. A vibe. Not a bribe, a vibe.
A vibe.
You know what I want hair, man. You want pieces of my hair.
You know what you want? What you want is to open up the drain to that sink. Reach inside.
Now we're talking.
Find one of our broken, corroded teeth.
You're talking, E. What you do to that house is as soon as you take purchase and close on that wonderful Memphis property, you take out a vacuum, Jack, a super high-powered one, like that British guy sells, and you suck those carpets, and then you go through the carpet bags and find hair.
I'll tell you what, Jack. That guy that does those commercials, I hate him.
He says he's invented a brand-new vacuum, Jack. He's not returning our calls.
What's the deal there, Robbie?
He's not answering, Jack.
I don't think he was pleased. Call me if his condition worsens. I am a swami.
That's a first.
Yeah.
I got news for you, Jack. That's a first. And we did not even get into our normal Elvis shtick, like asking about the colon.
How much did my colon weigh at the time of my death, Jack?
We didn't even get to play Stinky. Who's Stinky with him?
I didn't get that.
Well, there's no fun.
And I was all set to go with Natalie Wood or Ann Margaret.
And we did not mention our turkey named Bowtie.
Bowtie. Room for Bowtie in the backyard. Hey, look at that. Our chopper's here, E.
They're getting rid of us already.
Hey, want to thank that guy, although we really don't want to thank him because he hung up on us, man.
God damn it, honey. What's the problem?
What happened there?
Until next time.
Hey!
May I just say this to everybody out there?
Glory, glory, hallelujah!
I certainly hope when you move the show out of this stinking building that you get some better E2E callers.
It was a crying shame, Jack. We gotta go, man. So long.
I have to go now.
We're leaving the building.
I have just been told that Secretary Heller has driven his car off a cliff.
Oh, dear. Save Audrey Raines, man.
Come on, I have just been on the phone with my friend Jack Bauer.
Jack's a good guy, man. He kills lots of dudes, Jack.
Come on, Jack.
Come on out, Jack. Let me in the CTU. I'm a federal officer.
Oh, God. I got to go, brother.
So long. Peter's saying.
I got to go.
Oh, you are going.
Oh, my Peter.
Go in the suit.
EME, there we go. The black helicopter.
So the guy hung up.
Yeah, and he's not answering.
Guy hung up.
Well, that's a shame.
I'm not going to sell any houses.
He seemed to somehow be offended that we were going to have a lawyer up his ass.
Huh.
What a dickwad. Really, what a DW.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. All we're doing is promoting the guy. The guy's selling, I mean, talk about a shyster. The guy is selling a house that Elvis lived in for a year. BFD.
Yeah, don't buy it.
Hey, it sounds like if it's selling comparable to what the houses in the neighborhood are, that's a steal.
In Memphis.
I'd turn it into a museum, man.
What's he doing, Jack? I did not like that. I wanted to take that into Larry King type of mode. He would not allow me to talk about other things.
Never had the chance.
Like climates, food, toenails.
Climates being, is it cold or not cold?
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, people.
Hi there.
Hey, I came up with one you were talking about. You had to have someone of the caliber to go against B. Arthur. How about Charlotte Ray?
Charlotte Ray from the Facts of Life.
Or B. Arthur. Right.
You know, no, there's a real one that's, if you're going to use Maude, you have to go either B. Arthur or Rue McClanahan.
There you go.
B. Arthur.
Rue McClanahan. Big time.
No, oh, B. Arthur.
B. Arthur stinks so much worse than Rue McClanahan.
Rue McClanahan, I think, would be a problem.
No. Daisies.
No, B. Arthur is up there in the Reno class. I mean, she's a Hall of Famer.
A Reno class submarine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, that's the great thing about who's stinkier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all subjective.
Totally subjective.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello there.
Yeah, I just said I was trying to chime in with the stinky.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sidney Bono or Dick Cheney's daughter?
It is a lesbian.
And his phone dropped down again. Chastity Bono or Dick Cheney's daughter?
It is a lesbian who's stinker. I would have to say probably Chastity Bono.
Chastity Bono.
Chastity.
I think so.
Yeah. Sorry, Chastity.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
A triumph for Dick Cheney's daughter.
Indeed.
Todd and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm.
At the pleat in her cape.
Who's the big winner on the show today? Dick Cheney's daughter's the big winner.
Right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, who's stinkier? Ellen DeGeneres or Paula Poundstone?
Double P, my friend. Yeah. Double P.
Yep, Poundstone.
Because you know why?
Yeah, I know exactly why, and we know the same reason why.
Because Ellen's got that hot chick feasting
Portia
on the yeast.
Portia de Rossi.
Oh, yeah.
You know this. You know
that. Oh, yeah.
You know that Ellen is soaking hours a day.
And didn't Portia change leagues, right?
Yes, she did.
Wasn't she originally playing for one league and then she moved over to the other one?
Uh-huh. That's how much Ellen has to offer. That's how non-stinky she is. I'm not saying it's pretty to look at.
Might be.
I don't think so.
You know what? You commented on that one time with that movie, that TV movie, or that HBO special.
Oh, those are her boobs, though.
Right. Yeah.
But she had big, like, areolas.
You think it might be different down there?
Yes. Down there's like a train wreck.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, like two Acellas going like 100 miles an hour.
Had no idea.
That'd Hello. Be a mess. That's Mike's show. That'd be a big mess. Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Two stinkies for you.
Yeah.
Carney Wilson or Aretha Franklin.
Well, see, not fair because Carney Wilson's not fat anymore.
And Carney Wilson's a lot younger and a lot less fat.
You got to come up with somebody who's...
They got to be comparable. It's just like a who would you do. It's got to be shades of difference.
No pun intended. Aretha Franklin's a heavyweight in this battle.
Right.
So really, she's got, she's cage match material.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, Jim J. Bullock or Craig Williams?
You mean Wilson?
Okay, wait.
No.
We're just doing this with chicks. Right?
Gay people make so many mistakes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't think he was gay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hold on, what was that quote from Mike O'Mara?
Gay people make so many mistakes.
Like being gay. There, I finished it. I finished the thought.
That wasn't my thought.
Yes, it was.
That was not my thought.
By Mike O'Mara.
Mr. O'Mara's comments were designed strictly for humor purposes.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, hi.
By Michael Merrill, the Don Mike Show.
Hi there.
How about Endora or Gladys Kravitz?
Ooh.
Endora.
I'm so satisfied. Thank you.
Wait. Wait. Don't be eager. Shut up and wait.
Endora from Bewitched or Gladys Kravitz from Wichita?
That is top.
Gladys from the show.
He hung up.
I think he meant the one from the show.
Oh, did he mean? Oh,
I think.
He meant from Bewitched.
Yeah.
And what was her name, Rob? What was the actress's name that played Endora?
Endora was Agnes Moorehead.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Agnes Moorehead.
Have I told you? I'll go with Endora.
Okay.
Mike?
I already said Endora.
Endora.
Have I told you?
Gladys.
Speaking of the other Gladys Kravitz, how incredibly, it's fantastic how cruel Rob is to her.
Mm-hmm.
How just over-the-top cruel he is to her.
There's something that, he's a cruel man to start with, but there's something that Gladys Kravitz brings out in Rob that makes him play this game.
Now, I don't think we have a more dedicated listener than this woman that listens to us, this woman who has a problem with feminine dryness, the gonad gobbler,
right?
Gladys Potter, the gonad gobbler in Wichita, Kansas. She used to call endlessly. Mm-hmm. She would call every day.
She loved the show. She's been a wonderful supporter of the program.
And, gosh, I guess it was it for Christmas or my birthday? What she did was she sends us gifts all the time. Yeah. And Rob came with a box and said, "Oh, you got a gift from Gladys. Can I send it back? Can I send it back?" Mm-hmm. I said, "No, let me open it up and see what it is." I opened it up, and it was a Batman mug, but it's from, 1965, and the weird thing is, I have a mug just like that from when I was a little kid, so now I have a matching set of these things. And I said to Rob, we should probably acknowledge this. And Rob said, no, this is Rob's deal. And I said, fine, we won't acknowledge it. Then the next time she sent a card, I think it was for Rob's birthday, and he made the move that he's made about five times.
What he does all the time.
When she sends stuff. Now, the gift that she sent that I opened up and I got, and I appreciate, Gladys, thank you very much, it's on my desk at home. What he does is, she sends a card, he doesn't even open it now, he just sees it's from her, and he writes, "Return to sender." Addressee, either, what do you write, addressee?
Addressee unknown. I have written addressee deceased.
Of course.
Rob. We got this woman. Now, granted, she's a pain in the ass, and when she calls the show...
She was also responsible for George Bush winning the last election.
Right.
What did she do that day? I remember that because I remember she called, right? On election day. Didn't she call on election day?
We always have her on some type of double secret probation where she's not allowed to call the show for a certain amount of time. But the greatest thing is Rob sending back, and we don't even
addressing unknown or deceased.
We don't even know what the cards are or what's inside.
They remain sealed. And how did you find out that she's aware of this, Rob? Didn't we find out
she's
aware of this?
It was on our fan website.
Well, that's right.
It was on our fan website.
You know, she's going to get those back.
Somebody wrote on the fan website that they were Gladys Kravitz. And we were sitting in the office one day and said, do you think that really is?
Oh, and she was talking about the fact that Rob's cruel by sending those things back.
Yeah, right.
She's definitely aware of it. Because she knows the address.
It's not cruel. It's a game.
A fun game.
You know
game.
She wants to call now.
Oh, she can't get through. Too bad. I mean, everybody's on. The lines are jammed to the city.
Right, yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, I've got one for you.
Hold on, what is this? You got to read John's writing. I can't read it. What does it say?
About Gladys. The card thing upset her, and she said she wouldn't call or send anything else.
Oh.
Say, hey.
That doesn't mean she's not listening, though.
That's what she wants.
She's still listening.
You hate her so much. Hello, Donna Mike Show. I love you for that, Rob.
This woman has one for us.
Okay, go.
Okay, Fat Face, Sally Struthers, or Suzanne...
Sally Struthers already used.
Yep, sorry about that. I already had Sally Struthers. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, how about Gagne and Lacey?
That's, you know, I like that. Time Daly or Sharon Gless?
I wish I knew their first names.
Time Daly.
I mean in the show.
Well, I don't know which one she was, but Tyne Daly is my choice, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Tyne
you know
Daly
what?
Cagney's
name, Cagney's name was Turner, and Lacey's name was Hooch. I'm going to go with Tyne Daly.
Absolutely, Tyne Daly.
Are you going with Sharon Glass?
Glass. Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hey, I was just a couple movie characters. What about Ben Stiller as the fat guy at the end of Dodgeball or Michael Myers?
Thank you, everybody, but no thank you. It's now like everything is petered out. We are not doing guys. We're doing girls.
Exactly.
It's women.
It's women. It's feminine odor.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
That's the game.
Leah Remini or Patricia Heaton?
Leah Remini already
had it. Now, you got to listen to the whole show.
Right.
Leah's already been in there.
Yep.
However,
Heaton
has not.
Right.
And I got news for you. I bet that's clean enough you could eat off that.
Sometimes you surprise me.
With Heaton?
Yes.
I bet she's meticulous. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's not like you go down there like being the jaws of life opening up. But I think probably clean as a whistle.
I think she got a landfill down there.
Clean or dirty, Rob?
Heaton?
Yeah.
Clean, but she lets no one at it.
Buzz?
Heaton ain't cheating. I'd say clean.
Clean.
No. Yeah, I'm the only one that sees the light.
A radio was strictly forbidden.
Well, that's what it knows. It's like the oil wells when they lit them on fire when they were leaving Kuwait.
News to his people.
Patty Heaton, Daisy did up.
That's what it's like down there. Same thing.
Patty Heaton's Daisy on fire.
I saw Jarhead. That's what you'd look like if you came out of there. Those poor guys looking for a little action and just covered with oil.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, we got... Oh, look at this. Jesus.
Wow, crazy early.
Two whole segments. Well, we're running a little late, but you still got more time than you're used to.
I can see that.
So let's go right to Buzz in the cubicle. Buzz, what do you got for us tonight?
Tonight, Bush investigates the gas prices. Your movie popcorn is trying to kill you. And what's the Secret Service code for 420?
I like Buzz with the with the sweeps tease there.
Yeah.
Movie popcorn killing you.
Yeah,
very good.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That's the way Buzz is. He's an alarmist.
No. Yeah. Don't want to alarm.
Everything will make you die.
Uh-huh. He lives his life like Kurt Russell. He's here to plant his seed.
Spread his seed.
As many chicks as possible.
It's genetics.
Please, Goldie, do not get mad at me. For I will go out and plant my seed.
Spreading it for all the world to see.
Oh, boy. And how about that dump button operator today?
That's why we're ahead on time.
This has truly been a crazy, crazy show. It's been a nutty one.
Yes.
Hard to Let It Go. That's my latest song.
Did we close the thing up?
Yeah, we did. Well,
then this has all been very...
professional, Jack. Hey.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Right.
Come visit the crease of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I feel odd promoting this. I just mentioned that when Channel 9 here in D.C., the CBS station, wanted to talk to me about Frida, here's a shock. They did it about 3 weeks ago, but they saved it until sweeps. The first night of sweeps is Thursday, so that's the night it'll be on all their news, Channel 9. You want to see. Oh, and also, what did they say? They're putting it on their web?
Yeah, they'll put the unedited interview on whatever Channel 9's website is.
Oh, that's good. That'll be fascinating. They sat there for about 3 hours. Save yourself the time.
Oh, come on now.
I mean, really, it was like 45 minutes, but it just felt like 3 hours. Time for news and comments. Now, anyway, that'll be on Channel 9 Thursday.
All right.
If you care, you know, if you cared about Frida, it's a nice tribute. That's why I mentioned it.
All right.
Buzz now with news and comments. Do you think that they'll say disc jockey from a local radio station?
Yes.
Or do you think they'll actually mention the Don and Mike show and then say that we're on 106.7?
I think that they will say a local radio station. No, I don't think so. I think they're going to be respectful.
Well, he's the popular co-host of a local radio show. And his wife passed away about 10 nights ago.
I don't think that they're going to do that.
No. I think the last time you were on Channel 9, they said you worked at WJFX. It was on the super. It was on the lettering.
Remember what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
As much as, you know, I graduated with Derek McGinty. He's a good guy. It gets in the hands of those TV people. You never know what's going to happen.
I just hope Todd McDermott gets to read The Slug Going In. Hey, guys. Todd McDermott. Hey,
over the line, guys.
My many facelifts. What's happening, Tracy? Topper? Brett?
You see this cheek? My left cheek, my right cheek, made 100% out of plastic.
How old are you, Todd?
I'm 87.
No kidding.
Oh,
wow.
You look good.
Buzz is sponsored, right?
Yes.
Buzz brought to you by Cox.
Uh-huh.
What can I say? That's it.
That's it. Nothing Cox. More need be said.
I'm sorry.
Turn it over.
And also, I got it right. COX.
Right.
That's right.
I thought it was, you know, the other. Brought to you by Cox. COX Business Services, providing broadband-based high-speed internet,
yep,
with local and long-distance phone, Vodeo data solutions, all size businesses. Cox, that's COX, don't spell it the way I do.
No.
CoxBusiness.com.
Vodeo.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You remember over the weekend, President Bush said there wasn't much the government could do about higher gasoline prices.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
I plan to look the other way. No, but with his approval rating now down to 32%, he's finding there are little things the government can do. For one thing, he's ordered a temporary stop to the practice of government stockpiling. The government keeps a certain amount of oil for strategic reasons and in case of emergency. And not adding to that reserve for a while might loosen the supply enough to keep gas prices from going up quite so much.
But I heard this.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the whole reason that you stockpile in case
of an emergency
really hits the fan,
in case
like
of an emergency,
like the day that something bad happens in Saudi Arabia,
right,
and all of a sudden we can't get oil from there anymore?
He believes we have stockpiled enough that we will be able to get through this this summer without stockpiling more, so that we will be able to bring prices down. It is a token gesture.
What is your opinion on President Bush, sir?
It's common knowledge the guy's retarded.
Tony Soprano.
Tony.
Tony, how are you?
Now, the other thing the president's doing, for what it's worth, is...
I'm somehow addressing Tony Soprano like the guy down in Columbia addressed Tony Montana. Slow down, Tony.
The other thing...
Very obscure impression. I'm sorry,
Bob. No, that's all right.
Go ahead.
The other thing the president's doing, for what it's worth, is ordering an investigation into whether there's anything fishy about the recent gasoline price increases.
But it could happen tomorrow.
There is, of course, something fishy. The question is, will an investigation find it?
Something fishy?
One recent...
That's like who's stinkiest.
Exactly. I thought it'd fit in. One recent report from an oil analyst says greed is a much bigger reason for the price hikes, more so than the increasing cost of oil.
Greed.
You know, Bill, it's good.
Greed is good.
Bill Maher did a thing where he showed a picture of that guy from Exxon, the chairman of Exxon.
Yes.
And the way, or it was Letterman, I forgot which one. But they showed a split screen with him next to Austin Powers' Fat Bastard. It was hysterical. That guy, for all the money he has, I guess more money than Jesus, is the ugliest man I think I've ever seen in my life.
Indeed.
I mean, he's got the whole split lip thing, and he's incredibly obese. He's got the 1950s hair, and he's up there just going, oil!
Greed
oil
is good.
There he is.
Thank you. Greed is good.
$400 million. That's
greed
why it looks good.
Is good.
Greed is good.
The president's also asking.
I mean, he was so charming the way he said it with the hair slicked back.
Yeah, greed.
Mm-hmm.
The
right. Common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
Oh, he's had a stroke.
Spartacus was the most important thing I did in my career.
That's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
He's got a stroke. Come on.
The president is also asking state.
Moses is probably my favorite character in the Bible. He has weaknesses and strengths. And that's what I like in a character.
It's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
Stroke, Tony.
Stroke me.
The president's also asking
I enjoyed the movie. I thought Spartacus was better, but then I'm prejudiced.
It's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
You didn't know we had so much Kirk Douglas,
no.
Did you?
A lot of Kirk.
No idea.
A lot of them.
I think Tony's being totally unfair.
Stroke me. Okay, Buzz, that's it. We're out.
Okay. The president's also asking state governments to keep an eye on prices. He's aware that gas prices are eating up a lot of his political capital. But even as W's support evaporates, even as gas prices go up, consumer confidence is on the upswing. The latest report shows our financial confidence at its highest level in 4 years. Of course, 4 years ago, we were still reeling from 9/11, so this report essentially says we haven't been this confident since we were attacked by terrorists. Higher fuel costs are even taking their toll on one of our most successful airlines. JetBlue says that after posting nothing but profits, it's posting a first quarter loss of $32 million.
Hey, why you gotta work blue? Really, why do you gotta work blue?
How many local stations that are gonna have that story will lead with, JetBlue is feeling the blues.
Yes, not here. You won't hear that here, thank God.
That's good, Buzz.
That's even after selling more tickets they have this trouble.
Do you have the blues? Do you have the blues? Change your shirt.
That's right.
I've got the blues. Come on, JetBlue. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Now the airline says it'll have to sell some of its planes and cancel orders for new ones to get back in the black.
Come on, Tony.
And that means somebody who builds airplanes is going to be home watching Oprah. And you may have to fly standing up. One of the biggest airplane builders in the world, Airbus, is pushing the idea of strapping you into a padded upright board.
This is the dumbest thing I have ever heard of.
I thought we do this like with prisoners, like in the movie Con Air.
I think Frankenstein with the table tilted upright.
Insane.
This will make room for more passengers and just not the additional carry-on luggage they'll bring with them.
All right, here's an Airbus pilot.
Good.
Spartacus was the most important thing I did in my career.
Okay, it's
common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
Tony. Airbus hasn't found any airlines yet willing to try this, but with fuel costs going up, it could happen tomorrow. Your plane may also be getting an anti-missile system, electronics to confuse.
We got married in the same place and by the same registrar.
Hold on, that's Elton John. That's not it could happen tomorrow. Hold on.
Friends of ours sent us these books and we thought, oh, it'll be fun to look at it.
God, that's Tom Cruise. Where's it could happen tomorrow, for God's sake?
10, isn't it?
You think so? I don't know.
All the way to 10.
Somebody got. See? We get that new studio, baby.
This won't happen.
But scientists worry that one day, these levees will break, and thousands of tons of water will come crashing through Sacramento.
It could happen tomorrow,
right? Now, your plane may also be getting an anti-missile system. This will be electronics to confuse a terrorist missile aimed at shooting down the plane.
But it could happen tomorrow.
Homeland Security's taking bids for the gadgetry now. The government's already spent $160 million on the research. One of the recent unfortunate events in our legal system was the imprisonment of Tommy Chong for selling glass. The comedian was selling glass bongs, marijuana pipes, on the internet.
Passionate story being read by newscasters.
By someone who cares deeply.
Welcome now to Buzz's Wheelhouse.
Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome to Buzz's Wheelhouse.
First,
we had the gas prices and Bush, mm-hmm. which we're all down with.
Right.
Now, before the show today, you should know this. Buzz is great. He comes in. We have a little chat about the news, and mm-hmm. we talk about our lives. Buzz great. Hangs around the room. We laugh. We kibitz. We do all the... Buzz today out of the blue, and Buzz is great. He leaves the driving to us.
Yes, always.
He never says, like, hey, I got an idea for a bit. I got an idea for a guest. I got an idea. He's great. He goes with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Today, out of the blue, hey, you know who'd be a good guest?
I go, who?
Tommy Chong.
Yeah, man.
Gonna be in town.
Tommy Chong, man.
Dave's not here, man.
Chong moved to number one since the passing of Alfred Kinsey, right?
That's right. Well, sadly, yes.
Tommy Chong, one of your favorite people.
Well, no, I you know, I don't even know enough about him, which is one reason I'd like to meet him.
Because?
It's the fact that he went to freaking prison for selling glass pipes.
Bongs.
And no one else does.
So anyway,
Do you want to call them bongs?
We can call them bongs.
Buzz would like to have Tommy Chong on the show.
Okay.
Were you in the room when he said that?
Yes, I was there.
Okay.
I went to freaking prison, man.
That's right.
Now, who's covering for him at that 70s show?
anyway, he went to prison for selling bongs on the internet. He got caught sending some to Pennsylvania, where that is illegal. Most guys, however, under these circumstances, just pay a fine. Tommy Chong got 90 days in jail.
Right.
He's out now, and he says being behind bars wasn't that bad. What's bad, he says, is that your government put you there. He says they made him take a drug education class in prison, but he says he wound up...
That's funny right there. Yeah, oh, Tommy Chong sitting in a drug education class.
From the guy that was driving the Good Humor truck selling pot in all of their movies, right?
He says he wound up teaching the drug education class before he got out of there. And Tommy had one other thing to say this week as he addressed the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Quote, I know Dick Cheney's Secret Service guys smoke pot. The reason I know is... I sold them bongs, end quote.
Wow.
Is he kidding?
Wow.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building.
Speech.
Men.
Peach Marin.
Men kissing men when we come back.
Oh, ooh. Gosh, Buzz.
He's a fag.
Okay. Nothing doesn't happen before this show every day.
But it could happen tomorrow.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a ball of blood, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, let's do... Oh, like they say in Providence, Rhode Island. I would go for even Donna Summer tonight on American Idol. You know, tonight on American Idol.
Yes.
It's the blind guy, the blind, whatever.
Andrea Bocelli.
Like a Luciano Pavarotti guy.
Just as good a voice.
An opera guy.
Not as good a voice, but a good voice.
Blind guy.
Okay. Tonight is the night they sing only a love song.
He's going to make you cry because he's a good boy.
Please, no infirmed.
I forgot that's your rule on
had
ever since Ironside.
We've already had Stevie Wonder on once this year.
Right.
Okay? Well, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they installed the parking place for Stevie, and they wanted to use it again.
You like him. He'll make you cry.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Like you.
Like who?
Like Johnny.
Johnny Constantino.
Anyway.
He like DeAndrea Bocelli, the singer so good.
I'll watch it. Because I'm nutty like that.
You don't make that go better for you.
What?
You watch the show, eat a cannoli.
Yeah.
Thank God.
He's mentally retarded. Right, Tony? Hold on, where's that thing? Anyway.
It's common knowledge, the guy's retarded. Right.
It's not that they're going to be singing opera songs tonight. It's, what is it? It's the greatest love song?
Love song.
Love songs to make your heart to fill up and explode.
All I know about this guy, this blind opera singer, is that every time I turn on PBS, he's the new guy. He's the new guy.
Mm.
Do you like this show? Send us money.
Yes.
Do you like Sesame Street? Send us money, and you'll get to see the blind guy sing some more. So, I don't know.
You're going to cry your eyes out. He's a good boy.
You know who I want? I want the guy that does the infomercial on how to play the guitar. The guy that wears the real bad Clint Eastwood cowboy hat.
Yeah, I saw he was on Letterman. He was a guest guy on Letterman, wasn't he?
I didn't see him on Letterman, but I see his commercial. It's like, learn to play the git box in 3 minutes.
Wow. He's next week on American Idol, they're going to have the guy that played piano on Airport 77. That is the most obscure reference.
But,
and I wouldn't have said it if I didn't watch it on the High Def channel this weekend. But he used to be on TV all the time, and his first name was Tom. And he was a blind guy, and for a very short period of time.
Tom Dreesen?
No, but he was a blind piano player. And he used to be on TV all the time, and then he did TV shows. A very good trivia question. I'm not sure what it is.
Good news. Rumor has it the Elvis show will happen on American Idol before the end of the season.
You mean this year?
Maybe, Jack.
They'll be doing Elvis this year?
They are in negotiation with the Graceland property.
Yeah, they're bringing back John Peter Lewis.
That'll be fine with me, Jack. And now here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Look at Buzz sitting over there in the corner. Look at him. Look at him.
We've talked about Tony
Soprano. How come he does not dress like us? He doesn't dress all sloppy.
I go my own way, Jack.
He wears tighter clothing.
He's got style.
Because he can.
You and I are like Randy Jackson. He's like Simon Cowell.
Hey.
What is up with him? His tight shirts.
I fancy myself like Paula Abdul.
You fancy correctly.
Look at all the cleavage I've killed.
We have talked about Tony Soprano greeting other men with a kiss.
Well, come on now, it's the guy's retarded.
Over the weekend, Don received and gave the same kind of kisses with cigar guru Carlos Fuente.
Yes, I did.
But the kiss as a social greeting isn't just for Dominican cigar magnates or New Jersey mobsters. The New York Times reports this week, the practice is catching on. Quoting the Times, despite the awkwardness, the cheek kiss is displacing the handshake, once the customary greeting in American social and business circles. Licking and nuzzling are still strongly discouraged, even if you're Maury Povich. Hey, Connie, investigate this.
Oh, do you have the Maury Povich story?
I do.
Okay. Well, are you going to do it?
I thought I would.
His name?
I've teased it.
Yeah,
Tom Sullivan.
Was that the blind guy's name?
From Airport 77. And you, if you saw the same movie I did, you would, which was Airport 77, which was just on because it was on,
right.
You would look at him and you would remember him.
You've mocked me for my TV viewing.
And he gets killed, too, in the movie.
Yeah.
In Airport 77.
There's a reason.
You would remember the guy. He used to do talk shows. I know you'll know this guy.
I got to think, 400 channels, that'd be something better than Airport 77.
Not only did I watch it, I completely got immersed in it. I dug it even with, high def.
Oh, that's
even with the special.
Mm. I don't know.
Jimmy Stewart, Jack Lemmon, I was just riveted. It was fantastic.
Cheese stands alone.
Stop.
Cheese stands alone.
Come on.
I would have been there with you in high def. Good disaster.
It was. It was wonderful. And Tom Sullivan regretfully passes when he is crushed by his piano.
That is sad.
He never saw it coming.
Connie Chung's husband is being sued for sexual harassment to the tune of $100 million. One of his producers says he and others on the show surrounded her with sexual comments and made her watch porn and made her expose her body. The 28-year-old New Jersey woman says the atmosphere at work was sexually charged.
Right. Mopo.
Hello, everyone. This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. And when Connie and I are back in Washington, we sleep right through Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, right.
The producer says Maury's relationship with another woman on that staff made things worse. The producer says she got stuck with the other woman's work because the other woman got a free pass in exchange for her attentions to Maury. Uh-huh. She says they made her wear push-up bras, low-cut blouses, and short skirts. And
same thing we do to Beth Ann.
Go to bars and get married men to agree to have sex with her.
That's why she's gone.
Well, now, hold on. Part of that is the shtick of her being on the show.
She was wearing hidden cameras.
They
would
send her out with a hidden camera.
Right.
You know, the Maury Povich thing, where they try to try to catch guys cheating.
Entrapment. Yes. Yeah.
So they would send out a chick with big boobs and a hidden camera.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So she shouldn't be suing because, see, what she makes it sound like is, they were
doing that so she'd wear that around the office.
No, she did that when she was going out doing the hidden camera stuff, but she says she had to do more work because she was doing the work of the chick that Maury Povich was allegedly banging.
Right, yeah, she's just piled this onto the stack of charges that she's making. That's just having to go out in the low-cut blouses with the cameras and stuff. That's just part of her complaint.
This is Maury Povich. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Your movie popcorn is trying to kill
you. Hi, I'm Maury Povich, and on A Current Affair, we're making a list and checking it twice. We're going to find out who's naughty and nice.
I want to warn you.
We'll tell you all about it.
You may be in trouble here. I don't know.
If you've got the tapes, I've got the time.
I don't know what they're up to.
It's coming now. It's the guy's retarded.
See, he's tricking me there.
This is Maury Povich wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We have Maury for every holiday, don't we?
Goddamn right we do, Buzz.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, and if you think it's hot outside, wait till you see tonight's A Current Affair.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Mo. Mopo.
Hi, this is Maury Povich wishing you a happy Hanukkah.
Excuse me.
Thank you. Must be whack.
It's coming now. It's the guy's retarded.
Hi, this is Maury Povich wishing you a happy Hanukkah.
I got another one.
You got another one? Thank you. Please load something else.
Hi, this is Maury Povich wishing you a great new year.
We loved those when we first got them. We love them still.
Sure, we
well, a very happy Thanksgiving. And hey, don't gobble up too much turkey. Hey.
And hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, guys. I'm here with a chunkster.
Mr. Connie Chung.
What are you doing?
It's choosing not to queue.
Ari Povich, wishing you a great new year.
Ari Povich.
Okay, yeah, okay. Do we have to bring him into this?
Hi, this is Maury Povich, hoping everyone has a great Memorial Day weekend.
Holidays, all
I got
of them.
Bad news at Jesus.
Yeah, just let it roll,
Robbie. Right. Just let it roll.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair, and here's my favorite newscaster.
Hey! Oh,
thank you, Maury.
There you go.
That's the one. He's not so bad after all.
Got it.
Your movie popcorn is trying to kill you or somebody. A potentially deadly lung disease has been linked to the chemicals used in artificial butter flavoring. A manufacturing plant in southwest Missouri had a rash of lung illnesses.
You're not going to believe this.
Government scientists were called in, and they found the same illnesses in workers at plants throughout the Midwest. Soon it was learned a couple hundred workers were sick, and three were dead. The artificial butter flavor starts as a very fine powder, the dust inhaled by the workers. It contains diacetyl. There may be other troublesome chemicals as well. Government scientists call it a growing health risk.
Incredible!
But I don't want to alarm anybody.
Both Mike and I went to the movies this weekend.
Yes.
And we don't have time to elaborate now, but even though we went to totally separate theaters across town to different movies, the one common denominator was the slow person at concessions.
No hustle.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was kid or play.
I see.
When I went to the movies on Saturday night, but this cat who had crazy, crazy 80s hair.
Sure.
could not have moved slower if he was going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I was like, I used the machine, you know, to get the tickets and the soda pop and the popcorn. So you just give the dude the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Two drinks and a popcorn.
The voucher.
Okay. Regular or diet? Diet. Diet. And as he's filling the thing up with butter, I said no butter. Oh. I mean, really, that's slow.
Oh, kid moving slow at the concession stand in a movie theater. You know what we call that?
What's that?
Tradition. I swear. Seriously. Has it ever stopped? I mean, it's
theater tradition.
In the winter.
A million years.
Uh-huh.
I think when movie theaters were invented, there was a guy back there like with a, you know, with one of those old-fashioned ye olde caps, paper boys sitting there just going slow.
I'm going to write two books when I'm done working with Mike. One book will be about my life in radio, and the other book will be about all the inside jokes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And when you read that, you will read tradition, and you will know that that's funny.
Tradition.
Look it up.
Thank you.
Tradition.
Thank you.
Not to be confused with trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
When picking up girls is like shooting fish in a barrel. Up next.
In the book. They both start with D. We'll be right back. Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Your daily mental floss. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I would have to say, knock on Hughes' nuts made out of wood. I'd have to say, looks pretty good for the move.
Very good.
Going over tomorrow to the property to check out our brand new studios.
Kick the tires.
I hope so. Soon to be built. I mean, they're there. They just got to clean them out.
Mm-hmm.
Be a studio for me and Mike. Studio for Buzz.
Right.
And then all of it glass so we can see from one studio right to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And then behind Buzz's studio will be a room with John and Joe.
Right, and an office and several bedrooms upstairs.
Ah.
And Buzz's studio is made entirely of chocolate.
Anyway, we're very excited. We're excited because we hate working here. I mean, physically, we hate working in this building. Really. No exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a breath of fresh air, literally, to do the show from a location other than this pile of S that we've worked from for 15 years.
The one that when people see it for the first time, they kind of go, oh.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
That's what we get.
Thank you, Infinity.
Thank you very much. In advance.
Don't screw the pooch.
CBS.
Buzz.
Yeah.
All right, I keep forgetting, Mike. Infinity was back in the good old days.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make that mistake again.
Right.
Infinity isn't forever.
Boy,
finally.
Oh boy. Remember. Just remember.
Yeah.
You can't spell melanoma without Mel. That's all I want to say.
What an honor.
You can't spell lemon. Well, that's bad without Mel. I'm trying to think of any great word.
Melody.
Thank you.
Right.
Where's the melody?
Right.
As Thank Rob
you.
Says every time he hears something by 50 Cent. Where's the melody? Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Finally, it's a new take on Ladies' Night I hadn't heard of. I call it Fish in a Barrel.
Oh, it's Ladies' Night.
The Cornerstone Grill is a bar near Maryland University's campus, and it recently had a Ladies' Night. On a Saturday night, they had what they called a Ladies' Lockdown. From 9 to 11 p.m., only women would be admitted, and there were bargains just for them. Penny beers, free beer funnels, and free shots of Jack Daniels and ginger ale. Drink up, ladies. The doors open to the guys at 11. Once your inhibitions are down and your blood alcohol's up, once you're more likely to engage in what some have labeled risky behavior. And therein lies the controversy.
Mike, let me say.
Never at my joint.
You just might.
Thanks. Look around,
Never.
Cafe.
Never.
Remember, like, you know, I say if you steal from me, you're stealing twice. You might want to steal that from Buzz.
No tricks at my place.
It's controversial, but bar owners, listen up. City officials say they will ask the bar not to do this again, but city officials say there's really nothing legally they can do. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I'm only thinking about one thing.
What?
What's that?
Can't spell smell without Mel.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, he still could be.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
You know what I'd say if I met Kurt Russell?
What?
Hi, it's Goldie!
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
It's the Don and Mike Show.